I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Roz. Yes. And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
So I always get a kid's song stuck in my head because of Roxy, who's 8, and there's so many great kid's songs. And then I discover them for the first time. And then I'm like, I didn't even know that this song was a thing. And then I find it on YouTube, like this one, which I then see has 323 million views on YouTube.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot, right?
Okay.
Have you heard the duck song?
No.
Do you know the duck song?
No.
No? With the duck and the grapes? Who's a little pain in the ass?
Duck and the grapes?
Okay, here, let me play this for you, okay?
Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?
Pause.
The man said...
Yeah?
Okay, so let me get this straight. a duck walks up to a lemonade stand.
Yes.
And asks the guy selling the lemonade.
Yeah. If he's got any
you
grapes.
You got any grapes?
Yes.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
The man said, no, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass? The duck said, I'll pass. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, till the very next day, bum, 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 when the duck walked up to the lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes? The man said, no, like I said yesterday, we just sell lemonade, okay? Why not give it a try? The duck said, goodbye.
Why is that duck so savage?
Okay, the duck, hold on now. This duck is super savage.
Like, okay. Bro, I told you yesterday,
All
we sell is lemonade.
Okay, hold on.
Stop
now.
Asking me for grapes.
Waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand and he said to the man, run in the stand.
What's that?
Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes? The man said, look, this is getting old. I mean, lemonade's all we've ever sold. Why not give it a go? The duck said, how about no? Then he waddled away,
At this point, it's just harassment.
At this point.
If the duck shows up on day 4 asking for grapes,
okay,
there's going to be a problem.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what the duck does on day 4.
Till the very next day, bum, 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 bum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum,
oh,
bum,
no.
Bum, got any grapes?
I know where this is going.
The man said, that's it. If you don't stay away, duck, I'll glue you to a tree and leave you there all day stuck. So don't get too close. The duck said, adios. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away.
Like, I'm listening to this song and I'm like, this duck is a huge troll.
Yeah, what an a-hole.
What an a-hole.
You stupid duck. Leave me alone. Just trying to sell my lemonade. Trying to make a living here.
Right, I'm trying to make a living selling lemonade here, man. Away, just trying to make a living.
Till the very
Oh no. When
the duck walked up to the lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bump, 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 got any glue? Got any glue? No, why would I? Oh, then one more question for you. Got got any grapes?
Okay, yeah. He's a little jerk. That is for real. Anyway, straight up harassment.
This is Duck Song. This is Duck Song number one. And just so you know, there is Duck Song number two and Duck Song number
three.
Story
continues?
Yeah, I think the next one he harasses somebody who runs a corner store.
Stupid duck.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Were you doing the weather on the weekend, Maury?
What? Excuse me? What?
Who are you doing the weather with? Where were you?
I was at an Irish pub with Stella Aquisto from City News.
Okay, so yeah, Maury was on television doing the weather.
You were doing the weather.
Were you drinking or no?
No, but I really wish I was.
Yeah, I know. It's tough when you got to go and work it when it's like St. Patrick's Day and stuff like that.
Oh, it would be because everyone around you is drinking.
Yeah.
So it's sort of reporting the weather?
I was assisting in the weather.
Stella was there just doing her thing. She was also at the same place you were covering St. Patrick's Day.
So she was like, come on over and bring the funny.
Oh my God.
Oh no, that's the worst thing you can say to Dan Maury. So what, this is you on City News?
Yeah.
On Saturday?
I'm still here with Maury though.
What's up, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, can you have another joke for me?
I do. What do ghosts drink on St. Patrick's Day?
What?
Booze.
Oh, that was good.
Right.
You know what I would call that? The crack is 90. I think I used
90?
It in the
room.
Yeah.
So like not like what happened to the last 10%?
I don't know. I was just I have no clue.
But you know what they say about St. Patrick's Day? It's not over till it's clover.
Hilarious. I did find out how they put the green and the green beer.
Okay, but everyone around here told me they say that they ring out leprechauns like tiles.
No, I don't think that is it. You know what?
Messenger.
Google tells me that it's food coloring.
Okay, my answer was better.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Wow. Man, if I were a different kind of person, I would pick that apart out of all the times Maury mansplained something to Stella. So. I know. More splaining. No. Hey, Maury, guess what? I found out how they make the beer green. Let me more splain this to you. Okay. Which your explanation is always the punchline. It's always a punchline. Anybody can be, you know, you could say, you know, hey, I went to the doctor and I found out I have gallstones. I have no idea what gallstones are. And then Maury would go, let me tell you what they are. And it would be a punchline,
yeah.
Right? Let me more explain that to you. They ring out leprechauns into the beer, like little dish towels. Yes.
Come on, man.
Was that fun for you?
Oh, it was so much fun.
How often did you do that? Did you do that all day?
I did it. She showed me the schedule and she's like, I'm going to need you for these four segments.
Oh,
like,
four? Oh, okay.
And did you almost say happy Halloween off the top of that?
I think I did.
It sounded like it. Hold on.
I'm still here with Maury, though.
What's up? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You forgot. Meanwhile, he's surrounded by everybody dressed in green.
Listen back to this again. All the times that Maury either interrupts her or explains something to her or takes the punchline of something that she was going to do.
I'm still here with Maury, though.
What's up? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, can you have another joke for me?
I do. What do ghosts drink on St. Patrick's Day?
What?
Boo.
Oh, that was good.
Right?
You know what I would call
that? See, that was her first mistake by saying that was good.
Oh, I know.
Because then it just encourages him to keep going.
And also, when you say something that you think is funny and the person who you say it to goes, oh, my God, that's hilarious. They don't think it was funny.
Yeah.
By the way.
That was just like a quick answer.
Yeah,
because
I shouldn't have gone, right?
No, listen. It's coming up here when she just wants to say, God, you're just not funny.
Booze.
Oh, that was good.
Right?
You know what I would call that? The crack is 90. I think I used
90?
It in the room. Yeah.
So like not like what happened to the last 10%?
I don't know.
Yeah, like
you know what I mean?
Like she let you have your joke.
Yeah.
Why can't you let her have her joke?
Yeah, like at all. You'd like make the woman feel terrible about herself.
Then you have to pick what she said apart.
Yeah.
When she didn't even do that to you.
Yeah.
And she invited you onto her segment of the show.
Yeah.
And here you are, like just not being polite at all.
Okay, here we
at
go.
All.
Okay.
I was just I have no clue.
But you know what they say about St. Patrick's Day? It's not over till it's clover.
Hilarious. I did find out how they put the green and the green beer.
Okay, but everyone around here told me.
Right?
They say that they ring out leprechauns like tiles.
No, I don't think that is it.
I'm
you know what?
Messenger.
I Google
You couldn't let the girl just have her moment. You couldn't, and it was her segment, and you came in.
And I owned it.
And Sheila, you did that four times on television? Oh, yeah, yeah.
To her regret, probably.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
St. Patrick's Day was on Saturday, and
woo!
People in the city were getting lit up.
Yeah.
You know what's going to be crazy? Is next year, when St. Patrick's Day falls on a Sunday, and all the celebrations are happening in the city, but also the parade is going to go down on that day.
Oh, is it?
Because traditionally, if St. Patrick's Day falls on like it did this year, the Saturday, it was always the Sunday before that the parade happened in Toronto.
Oh, so it's going to be both.
So it's going to be both.
Oh, man.
In 2019.
Yeah,
look
that's
out.
Lit. Look out.
Dim Amore visiting a couple of pubs. And man, oh, man, were people hype and drunk.
Roz, I am your little leprechaun, doobity doobity doo. It's Demet McMorray here at PJ O'Brien's for St. Patrick's Day, and hopefully we'll have you doubling over in laughter, because it ain't over till it's clover.
Can I tell you a quick joke?
Yeah, of course.
All right, what is Irish and stays out all night?
Irish.
No, no, what is Irish and stays out all night?
Irish people drink.
No, no, patio furniture.
That's hilarious.
Sing me an Irish song.
Irish shine like a diamond. You think she was queen of the land.
What's your name?
Mary. And she pulled out of her pocket and pulled it right.
Okay, I have to ask you some questions.
Okay.
So there's St. Patrick, but do you think you should be a saint?
Yes, I do. Because I've been here since 9 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Give me your best Irish accent.
What are you talking about? This is my Irish accent. I'm Irish. Who the heck are you talking to?
All right, how do they get the green in the beer?
They get the beer into the green.
They take a tiny leprechaun. They catch it. And then they wrinkle it like a washcloth. And all the green comes pouring out as it goes, not me green, not me green.
Why did the leprechaun turn down a bowl of soup?
I don't know.
Because he already had a pot of gold.
That was hilarious.
Okay, how do they get the green in the drink?
A little bit of... I don't know.
Patrick is a saint. Should you be a saint?
I'm definitely not a saint tonight. I ain't going to hell tonight, man.
What makes you a saint?
Nothing. I'm going to burn in heaven.
Patrick is a saint.
He got rid of the snakes. Did you know that? I just found that out today.
Should you be a saint?
For sure. Like 110% I should be a saint. I should be a saint because I help other people, like everyone at this table. I buy everyone shots. That, and everyone feels good when they have a shot. Shot, 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 shot.
How do they get the green in the beer?
From Ireland. Milking the cows from Ireland make the beer green. It's true.
What do you call a diseased Irish criminal?
Oh, I don't know. What?
A leprechaun.
Did you think that was funny, Maury? Did you think that was funny? I got better jokes than that.
So if you're still drinking past midnight, it's no longer St. Patrick's Day. At that point, you're just drinking.
No, no, that is... It's St. Patrick's Day till I go to bed. Yeah, I don't know what rules you guys follow, but St. Patrick's Day till I go to bed, okay, Maury?
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The last time we went down this road... There was a thread on Reddit, and it was simply, what is the grossest combination of food you've ever seen someone actually eat? Maury prepared a lot of them and went through them. And shockingly, some of them were great because a lot of them are just mixing sweet with sour. Or, yeah. And it was food combinations that actually sort of worked. Some of them did not. Canned asparagus and mayo.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
Pasta and brown sugar.
Not so bad.
Ketchup and Coke.
That was fine.
Pepper on ice cream.
Disgusting.
Goldfish with milk.
Not so bad.
The list has continued now, and Maury's brought a lot of the stuff into that he wanted to try today. Okay, so first up will be Doritos and Mountain Dew. And the way that I saw somebody do this was they ate Doritos and Mountain Dew, but the Doritos were crushed up. So it was almost like, think of it as a breakfast cereal. Wait, so just give them a crush. Not, you don't have to like turn them into dust, but just, I think, spoon size.
Like Cheerio size. Okay.
Yeah, like Cheerio size.
Okay.
Okay, and Maury's got a giant 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew.
They didn't have a small one.
That's okay, man. Go bigger. Go home, Maury. Oh, listen to that. I haven't heard that sound in forever. Opening a big, giant 2-liter can of soda like that. Okay.
Oh, it's fizzing up like pop.
Well, yeah, well, because it is. Give this a try.
No.
Oh, God, it looks so gross.
Oh, my God.
How is it?
It literally tastes like socks.
Are you serious?
It literally tastes like salt. I'm not making that up.
Meanwhile, tastes like salt.
Meanwhile, you're going for spoon number two.
I know. It's for science.
I can't seem in a world where I take a bite of something and I go, oh my God, that really tastes like salt. Hold on, let me have another. Are you okay?
It went up my nose.
Okay, so I'll give you a choice here. And Mocha, if you want to try any of this, feel free. Next up, somebody said that they saw this, a combination of somebody actually eat this. It's a beef OXO cube sprinkled on a slice of orange. Or vanilla ice cream and soy sauce.
Oh, you mean we can choose between the two?
Do the orange one. The orange one.
Okay, so it's a beef OXO cube. Now these are highly concentrated.
So then I crush the OXO.
Crush the OXO up into a dust if you can. And sometimes, you know, like when you're seasoning a steak, if there's some on the plate, flip the piece of orange over and just squish it around on the actual plate.
Oh,
get it all nice and worked in there. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so
no.
This is a beef OXO cube sprinkled on an orange. Yeah, okay. Maury, go ahead with that.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
What?
It tastes
what?
Like sweet beef. Sweet meat. It's like sweet meat.
You know what?
That is not a good aftertaste.
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say I was a little curious, but not
okay, go for it, Mocha. If you want to try. There's another piece there. Don't think you're done. We have lots.
Yeah.
Okay, Mocha's walking over right now. Again, the grossest food combinations you've actually seen someone eat, not just made up stuff.
How does it smell?
How does it smell?
It literally smells like beef and orange.
Like, well, I think Maury just nailed it. Why on earth would you smell it before you put it in your mouth?
That's what she said.
Oh my God, Mocha's dying right now.
Spit it in the cereal.
You know when somebody puts something in their mouth?
Back.
That is so terrible that they start waving their hand in front of their mouth. How is it?
This may actually be the grossest thing I've ever tried.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm really bad.
Is it? Okay.
My eyes are watering.
That's not the worst.
Okay, and finally, when you start talking to the meatheads is where you find the real sort of gems of the what's the grossest food combinations you've ever seen somebody eat. The guys who work out a lot and are super protein heavy, this is one that somebody made regularly. One can of tuna, one cup of milk, half a cup of grapefruit juice, and 2 to 3 egg whites.
Oh, come on. No.
Blender.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
That really sounds gross.
So,
is that what you're going to drink, Maury?
I have no choice.
Okay, so Maury has the... I wouldn't put the whole can in there. So Maury's got the magic bullet here. And
okay,
then
what was next?
Next on the list was... some milk.
Okay.
Okay.
That good?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, perfect. Oh,
my
Maury.
God.
And then grapefruit juice.
Grapefruit?
Yeah.
Organic?
Yeah. Oh, good for you, Maury. I like the health first, man.
What was next?
Egg whites. Okay, stop. There we go. That's about 2 to 3.
What's next?
That's about 2 to 3. That's it, Maury. Now blend and enjoy.
Okay.
Again, this is one can of tuna, one cup of milk, half a cup of grapefruit juice, and 2 to 3 white eggs. Okay, Maury, you're done.
How's it smell?
Yeah. Okay, go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it, Maury.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, my God, that's disgusting. It tastes like fishy egg.
So why are you going for sip number two?
I don't know.
Okay, have another sip. Have another sip to confirm that you don't like it, because you looked like you were on the fence just then.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, and the grapefruit juice does not help. Oh man, it's like real. It's really, really gross.
Gee, what would make you think that a can of tuna, a cup of milk, a half cup of grapefruit juice, and 2 to 3 white eggs would be really, really gross?
I don't know.
He's going in for sip number again.
What is that, like number 3 or 4?
Ew.
It's like the grapefruit and tuna don't work well together. They're not friends.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Planning a vacation should be easy. Planning a vacation should be fun. You need to be looking forward to these things that you are planning. The one thing planning a vacation should not be is stressful. And when you book with Air Transat, you feel like you're already on vacation.
Well, see, that's what I do. I'll hit up their website and I'll just like grab a drink, start going through. And with Air Transat, I have always thought Air Transat for vacation packages because they excel at vacation packages. But I often forget flights.
Yeah.
It's the flights that you have to check out.
Air Transat flies to over 60 destinations in 26 countries and has direct flights to 27 destinations in Europe and Israel.
Yeah.
You can fly to Croatia, Paris, mm-hmm. Athens, Dublin, Italy, Amsterdam, Portugal, Spain, London, more, and more.
See, they do, they shoot Game of Thrones a lot in Croatia.
Oh, nice.
Like all those like cool like battles and everything else. Yeah. A lot of that stuff's done in Croatia. I want to go check that out.
Book a flight on Air Transat to any of its European destinations and enjoy a hot meal and one checked bag for free. Visit airtransat.com.
Which I will be doing right after this, Mocha. Also, let's take a phone call.
Roz and Mocha, hello!
Hello!
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Shay.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Shay.
Thank you! I love listening to you guys every single morning. Been doing it for years and years.
Oh, so nice. Like, how long? How long? What's years and years? How long?
Oh, God. Well, I'm in my 30s now, so probably
shush.
Since I started.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we've been on the air for 8.5 years now.
Yeah. So definitely 8.5 years for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
And so obviously, so you know Roz and Mocha, you know the show, you know how things happen, you know how things operate. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Honestly, guys, you guys feed off of each other. I love you both so much.
So,
like, you can't have Roz without Mocha, and you can't have Mocha without Roz.
Yeah, but you can still have a favorite. We're not going anywhere.
I'm gonna go with Mocha.
Oh, why did I say? Should have just shut up.
Also, real quick, because the phone connection isn't like the greatest. We can kind of hear you, but did you say that we feed off of each other, or did you say because we eat off of each other?
I said feed, but
No. I just wanted to clarify because if you had said eat, then I would have been like, no. That's not. We don't do that.
You guys should do another one of those little contests where the loser has to eat off the other person, then. Like when Maury had to clip your nails and stuff.
No, it's not going to happen. Like every now and then when you see one of those stories about some sushi restaurant that makes a ton of news because a bunch of businessmen are eating sushi off of like some naked woman.
I think we should have Maury lie down on a table with sushi all over him and the loser of something needs to eat it.
Not it.
No, it's not happening.
You tried to be slick there, Roz.
Sorry, we're both. You're gonna be doing vodka shots out of your own belly button, Maury.
Ew, that's so gross.
Go get the extendo straw.
Oh God, all that hair. Shay, we love you. God. Thanks for calling in today.
Thanks, guys.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So they ask people, "What's the worst thing you can wear on a first date?" As far as like, what are the mistakes? clothing wise. Do you have any, remember back, did you ever have like when you were back in the day, were you ever picky about like what somebody, because you're a fashionable guy.
What somebody else would wear?
Yeah.
That would be like, nah.
Yeah. Or what you would consider, you know, even for yourself, because this is a mix of both what men and women.
Well, everything has to match.
Everything has to match.
You didn't have a go-to date outfit?
No.
I had a go-to date outfit.
Like your one outfit?
It was gold platform shoes,
right?
And like leopard print corduroy.
Come on.
I kid you not.
No way.
I kid you not.
Are you lying?
Not lying. Yeah, I thought that these gold platform shoes were the bomb.
Right. More showing up looking like a hot tub salesman. Yeah.
What are you waiting for?
Is that your opening line?
Okay, so here we go. Number 10 on the list is super tight shirts.
And these are what, turn-offs?
Yeah, turn-offs.
Okay.
Mark's like, yes, finally.
Okay, so number 10 on the list is super tight shirts.
Yeah.
Low-rise pants.
What, like capris? Yeah.
No, low-rise.
Low-rise, like, man.
Oh, from like, here, from or it shows waist. Your bum. Okay.
Yeah. It shows pants that are too short or too long.
Yeah.
Clothes that are too young for your age is number 7 on the list. Oh. I don't know where gold platform shoes falls under that, but
it's like number 11.
Number 11. Board shorts.
I love board shorts.
No, you love cargo shorts.
Yeah. Granny panties or other unattractive underpants. What's a guy's unattractive underpants?
Boxers. For me,
yeah, boxers. Yeah, I say boxers. Say boxers,
but I only wear boxers, but yeah.
Yeah, boxers are the most unattractive. Like, give me like a nice tight pair of like briefs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I wear the boxer briefs now. I like those.
You do? You never just wear the briefs though, huh?
I can't.
You can't?
No, you know why? And I've tried.
Yeah.
Like recently I've tried. I just don't like how they're just like they constrict right here.
Like up in the crotch. Yeah.
The crotch area.
You don't like that,
the upper part of your thigh.
Oh, see, I like that.
Reaching
feeling.
Around by your butt. I don't like it. I don't like it. No. Really?
I like the way it hugs my butt. I like all that stuff.
I don't
stuff.
Like it.
I have never tried a pair of briefs.
No? Really?
Never.
No, when I take my clothes off, I feel like a wrestler. Like, it's just so dope. It's such a great feeling. Baggy clothes at number 4. Crocs at number 3. Man, Crocs cannot get a break. You know?
People love hating on Crocs.
There's been so many lists of the worst blank in the world, and Crocs still show up. Yeah. You know, socks with sandals.
Oh God!
Listen,
no.
Sometimes that's appropriate, but maybe not on a date. Maybe not on a date. Number 1 on the list, which is kind of shocking to me, of the things that you should never wear on a date, the immediate turnoff, deal breaker, is wrinkled clothes.
Really?
Yes. 66% of people said wrinkled clothes is the number 1 turnoff for both men and women.
Yeah, but I guess if you're wearing a button-up shirt and it's wrinkly, then that would
consist of an uncaring attitude. It's so hard to keep your clothing wrinkle-free. It doesn't matter how many times you've ironed it or steamed it before you leave the house.
Yeah.
Like, whether you're traveling in a car, or you're taking transit or whatever, putting on a jacket, taking off a jacket, your clothes are still going to get wrinkled.
But you can buy wrinkle-free shirts.
Trust me, man, those don't work. Wrinkle-free shirts? No such thing.
My button-up shirt's a wrinkle-free shirt.
No, you can find wrinkles on them.
Yeah,
I promise you
know what's wrinkle-free, Maury? Is a like a scuba suit.
Hey, it's not on the list. So
not on the list.
Hi, Roz and Mocha, what do you want to say?
Well, I was just listening to you guys, and you know, the number one thing that you shouldn't wear on a date being your wrinkly clothes.
Yeah.
And I get that, you know, you're in the car, you're on the bus, whatever, your clothes get wrinkly. But if your clothes look like they came straight out of a hamper, maybe not wear that on a date.
Okay, so, but what if sometimes jeans, like, sometimes jeans, when jeans come out of the dryer, are wrinkly. Like, so at this point, are you ironing jeans? I used to iron my jeans.
So, absolutely not. That's weird.
So don't iron your jeans.
No, but like shake them so that they don't look so wrinkly.
Let me tell you, for years I used to iron my jeans.
So did I.
I love just getting out all the creases. They just look so slick, so nice. And then you put them on right after and they still feel warm.
They're still nice and warm. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a huge fan.
Even, like, no joke.
Yeah.
No joke. Even like my jean shorts, my jorts.
You would iron your jorts.
Yeah, I would iron my jorts.
It's tough because once you start getting up to the pockets and the crotch area, there's like a lot of rivets, which can wreak havoc on an iron if you're not careful.
I used to take my pockets out of the, like, pull them out inside out and iron those.
Dude, I used to sometimes when my jeans were so tight. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes.
Wait, confession. We need to open the confessional right now. Pause for 1 second, lady. What's your name?
But Amanda.
Amanda. Hold on 1 second, Amanda. We need to open
no
the
problem.
Confessional. Okay.
Roz and Mocha Confessional is open.
Okay, I've actually never stepped foot into the Roz and Mocha Confessional before.
Never.
But I'm about to
today.
This
is a first.
Okay, this is a first. So, my jeans, you know me, I love a tight jean.
Yeah.
Right?
Super tight.
So super tight. My jeans used to be so tight that you could see, when I wore them, the outline of the two front pockets.
No!
So what I used to do is I would get a brand new pair of jeans, and I would turn the pockets inside out and literally just cut them off.
So you wouldn't have pockets?
I wouldn't have pockets because the
so
jeans...
So if you were with a girl and she was like, hey, can you put this in your pocket for me? And you'd be like, no, I can't?
No, I can't because there were no pockets. Like, if you managed, first of all, to get your hand into that pocket, yeah, you would feel nothing but thigh. Because there was no pockets. I used to cut them out so you wouldn't see the outline of the pockets because I thought that was ugly.
So just cold white,
just cold
hairy thigh.
Yeah, yeah. But I would, yeah, but I would do it in a way where you couldn't tell, right? So there, but there was no pocket there because I found it distracting and I found it ugly that it ruined the tightness of the jean. That my jeans needed to be so tight and so smooth all the way up that even that tiny little line of pocket to me was just so hideous that no woman would ever want me. So I was. So my reasoning was that I was just going to cut that out because it was more attractive than looking at an outline of a pocket. It was like you know, when you, what do you call it? It was like when you see like a panty line on the back, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? When that was suddenly a big turnoff, I don't know why, I kind of like that look. Yeah. But it was that same sort of thing. So my jeans were super tight that I used to cut the pockets out of them.
Wow.
So yeah, so if you were to be like, hey, can you just hold on to this for me? And then you put your hand down in my pocket, it would just kind of like, you would feel my leg.
Hey, Amanda, thanks for calling in today.
Thanks, guys. Bye, love you. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap. You still got to be punished.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's how the Roz and Mocha confessional works, though.
All right.
Say 10 Roz and Mochas and all will be forgiven, even things you didn't do.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Roz and Mocha, 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 and baby, one more time, Roz and Mocha.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Today is a lip appreciation day. Oh. Something I have a great appreciation for.
Uh-huh.
If I think that if
wait,
I had,
like, isn't for your own lips?
Of course. Why do you think I framed them in hair? Because they're so gorgeous.
I thought you were going to talk about like your girlfriend's lips or something.
No, Catherine has decent lips, yeah.
What are you talking about? She got beautiful lips.
Yeah, yeah, they're decent. But I'm the one in the relationship with the good lips though. No, no, I know, but I'm the one in the relationship that has good lips.
According to who?
Yeah, she's got the better eyes. I have the better lips. She has the better nose.
If you would ask her, though, what would she say?
Well, we won't ask her. Why would you do that? What kind of jerk are you?
So what you're saying is don't text her now.
Right. Why are you going to involve her in this?
Okay. Jeez.
You're trying to be cool for 10 minutes, and you just, like, you just destroy it.
Sorry, bro. Okay, continue.
No, I got nothing to continue.
Okay.
So what did you do more? You want to talk to people about lips? Oh, I like this.
Roz, don't be silly. My lips don't look like that. Oh. However, yours deserve more than a day. The wet door to your words and the shipping and receiving to your heart. Hi, what's your name? Conti. Conti, it is Lip Appreciation Day. If your lips could speak, what would your lips say?
You look wonderful.
So why don't you take a moment and say thank you to your lips?
Thank you, lips. Thanks for having me on, having me on my face. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to talk and kiss.
Let's hear your kiss. What is a favorite thing about your lips?
I guess the size. Texture and density.
How would you describe the texture of your lips?
Much like sandpaper, mixed with rubber.
And what was the last thing to cross those lips?
Probably my finger. Yeah, my finger.
Can I touch your lip?
Absolutely not.
No. Do you love your lips?
Well, pretty much.
If you could change something about your lips, what would you change?
The color. I like it a little bit dark.
Oh, darker lips.
Yeah.
How would you describe the feel of each lip?
Adequately soft. It means they're not, like, you know, luxurious, because I'm not a lip model or anything, but I at least try to keep them happy.
Wally, it's Lip Appreciation Day, and I could tell that yours are chapped and need more love.
Oh, no. Okay.
Touch my lips and tell me what they feel like.
For real? Oh, wow. There's definitely a good texture to this. It's very buoyant. Oh. Like, it's like your lips have a gym and you've been working them out. It's absolutely amazing.
What was the last sexy word that your lips formed?
Banana.
Excuse me, can we talk about your lips for a sec?
No.
Do you think that your lips are appreciated?
No. Actually, yeah. I've been told this many times. I'm not even making it up.
What is the best compliment you received about your lips?
I don't know anyone. Are we done?
Okay, so what I would love is if you guys would just quickly kiss and describe each other's lips.
Oh, snap.
Okay. Soft.
Oh.
Supple.
What?
I don't. Delicious.
That's all I can think of, just soft.
How would you describe the texture of your lips?
I would say it's very soft.
Damn.
Almost like a pillow. Fluffy. Comfortable.
What was the sexiest word most recently that your lips said?
I'm going to bed with nothing but Chanel number 5.
Come on.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So it was Maury's anniversary here yesterday.
Of what?
For being on the show. 7 years yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was Maury's anniversary. So congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
I didn't hear anything about it yesterday or see it on social media.
No, not at all. And Maury had tickets to go and see Pink last night. He got invited up into like a box.
Nice.
And he told me ahead of time that he was going to get lit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so he did. And Maury recorded himself singing along to Pink, which is always great when Maury drunk sings.
Yeah.
But Maury sent through the files of him drunk at Pink singing. And the subject line in the files was Marrieds Drunks at Pink's.
Huh?
Okay. So Marrieds Drunks at Pink's. Was this supposed to be Maury drunk at Pink?
Yes.
Okay.
I was so drunk sending that.
Okay, and then I got a text from Maury last night at 11, way past his bedtime, that I'm imagining that you can bleep this, right, Mocha?
Yeah.
Maury, I imagine you meant to write, holy f- my life, I'm so drunk, right?
I guess so. I don't remember.
But the text that I got from Maury was, holiday f- my wife, I'm so drunk.
Wow. I don't ever want to meet Holiday. Stay away from my wife, bro.
Are you hungover this morning?
The whole room was spinning when I got up from bed.
Bed. It's called bed.
I come in, so you better get this party started. Letter. My chicken finger slipped down my face. Oh my god, I love this song. Right back thinking of my head, and you drink as I can, and you drink as I can. Oh my god, I love this song. Fierce. Yeah! Reckless. She's so reckless. Oh my god, I love this song. She's gonna do No Doubt. She's singing No Doubt. Pink is singing No Doubt. Oh my god, now she's doing Nirvana. Who knew? I love this song. Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. Lights on.
Get out of here.
I've seen the Blue Man Group. This is my next color concert. Oh my god, oh my god. I love it. So good. It's so good. So good.
I'm gonna cry.
Just give me a reason. It's a little bit too much. If you're sick and you're broken, you learn to love again.
Wow.
Run it!
Oh
run
my god.
It. It thinks like that. Just it's like fire! Good thing is fine! Oh my god, I love this song. So good.
Every
so
single
good.
Song.
That's
so,
sing,
good.
Man.
That's so good. So
what
good.
About all the lives you did today with after? Like, the song's gonna get you through. Oh my god, I love this song! It's so wet! Woo! Na 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 na. Back
So needless to say, Dama Moore, you had a good time at the Pink concert.
Oh, that was the best time ever.
And you
that
don't remember so a single wet. Moment.
It's so wet.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha. What do you want to say?
Good morning, gentlemen. Maury had me in stitches. You got to have more drunk Maury on the show.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking, what's on my face, drunk Maury?
What's on my face? Oh, rub it on my face.
Yes, rub it on my face.
Man, I don't think we could introduce alcohol to rub it on my face.
Oh, no.
Although that is a fun game and we should play it again real soon.
I'm willing to bring in a bottle of peach schnapps.
No, we're not getting drunk in the studio on peach schnapps.
Peach schnapps?
No.
Come on, man.
What else is coming up that you could do drunk, Maury?
Oh, my God.
His birthday.
A million things coming up.
When's your birthday?
My birthday's in June, but I could do Passover drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Drunk Passover.
You can't get... Whose house are you going to for Passover?
My Aunt Susie's.
Your Aunt Susie's. Not really your aunt. Your friend Susie. Right?
She raised me.
Okay, yeah, still...
She's still my legal guardian.
More...
You're 40 years old. You are your own legal guardian.
But I signed paperwork.
I'm 40 years old. She's my legal guardian.
You're not a child.
You are your legal guardian. Maury is Maury's legal guardian.
Oh, I thought she was like, you know, a legal guardian where she gets to make decisions for
what
me.
What decisions do you need somebody to make for you?
What was the last decision?
Does Matthew not make those for you?
Yeah, but I thought that if you're a legal guardian when you're a kid, you still are the person's legal guardian when you're old.
What was the last decision Aunt Susie, not really your aunt, more of a friend, made on your behalf?
I think she was like a witness on my passport. She's a witness for the wedding.
Yeah, but I could have done that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that's because she's a legal guardian. No. She had to do. That's what she said.
What?
She said I should be the one to do that because I'm your legal guardian.
Get out of here.
Okay, so maybe Maury will go get drunk at Passover and we'll get that on for you.
That's awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Right, take care, brother.
Ciao.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
See that video of Blue Ivy, who's 6 years old, bidding $19,000 on a piece of art at an auction?
Yeah, because she can. And because she has that kind of money. Blue Ivy has that kind of money.
Right? I mean, I know. So there was an auction that was set up by Tina Knowles, who is, of course, Beyonce's mom.
Man, they couldn't give granddaughter a discount?
Right. It was a...
Maybe
that was the discount. So Blue Ivy's sitting there, front row, of course, with like a little card, and they were bidding on a... it was a painting of a young Sidney Poitier. And her initial bid, Blue Ivy's initial bid, was $17,000.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, listen, it's not her money, obviously.
But for Jay-Z and Beyonce...
And then she got outbid by 18, and then Blue Ivy threw up the card again for 19,000.
Yeah.
And then was outbid by Tyler Perry for $20,000.
And she didn't try to bid?
No. No. So,
Tyler Perry?
Yeah, so there was a bidding war for a piece of art between Blue Ivy and Tyler Perry over the weekend.
Between a kid and a grown-ass man.
Yeah. And of course, Tyler Perry's like, listen, man, it's the kid, a six-year-old kid of two billionaires, right? Yeah. I actually want this, right?
But you guys just want it for jokes.
Yeah, you're just using this for Instagram, and because you wanted the Instagram video, I just spent $20,000 when I probably could have had this for $16,000.
Yeah.
Because you're playing with your kid at an auction.
Yeah, but also that kind of money, legit, for Jay-Z and Beyonce is pretty much pocket change.
Right, but it's the principle of it. If Tyler Perry wanted that, right, stop bringing your kid into this, man. Right? I'm bidding on art
Jay
here.
Jay was probably like nudging her and be like, do it again, Blue. Do it again.
Yeah, exactly. Do it again. Come on, do it again.
Do it again. Do it again.
Yeah.
It'll be funny. Do it again.
You know, and yet Tyler Perry, because they want a cool Instagram video. You know, poor Tyler Perry's got to then, you know, outbid a six-year-old who's just goofing.
Yeah.
Right? $20,000.
I could have saved $4,000 five minutes ago.
I had to raise a six-year-old twice in order to get this. Because her parents thought it was funny.
Yeah. Do it again, Blue. Right. Do it again. It'll
be funny.
It cost
me thousands of dollars.
It'll be hilarious. Don't worry.
So stupid. God, man. Yeah.
And it's probably like the painting won't be anywhere in their house. It'll probably be hung up in like the garage.
Yeah. So, so Blue Ivy she bid on another piece and won it. And that bid was $10,000. So she forced Tyler Perry
by a 6 year old.
Yeah, Tyler Perry got bullied by a 6 year old.
It is spending $20,000. He didn't want to spend.
Is that even legal for a kid to bid at an auction?
I don't think so. I don't know.
God, it has to be, right? Do you remember that movie, The Toy, with Richard Pryor? Do you remember that movie?
Oh my God.
Okay, where
loved that movie.
Okay, where it was the son of a rich guy and the kid is so spoiled that they just try and please this kid. All they do is try and please this kid because the father's like an absentee father. And Richard Pryor is a cleaning custodian, janitor at a department store.
Oh, wow. Great memory. I don't even remember that.
And in the middle of the night, they bring this kid, when the store is closed, into the department store and tell the kid that he can have anything he wants because his father was supposed to spend a weekend with him and let him down and had to go away on business. So now they just throw anything at this kid, at this rich kid. And Richard Pryor was in there playing with this big giant thing called the Wonder Wheel, which is this huge inflatable thing that you can roll down the aisles with. It's completely unsafe, but we're talking the 80s here. And so everybody's pandering to this kid and the kid walks in and goes, "That's what I want," because he sees Richard Pryor playing with this huge inflatable Wonder Wheel. And then everybody's like, "Oh my God, he likes the Wonder Wheel. He likes the Wonder Wheel." And he goes, "No, the man." And they go, "Excuse me?" And he goes, "The black man." And he goes, "Does Wonder Wheel come in black?" And he's like, no, the black man. And they go, "You want him?" And he's like, "Yeah." And so they buy Richard Pryor to go and live with this kid and be his toy because he just finds Richard Pryor to be hysterical. Right?
Couldn't do that now.
Right? But that's Blue Ivy, right? It's anything the kid wants, the kid gets.
Yeah.
Which is, you can't grow up like that.
Including forcing Perry. Right? Forcing Tyler Perry to spend $20,000. Yeah.
What do you want to do today? I want to bully Tyler Perry. Done. Right?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Today is, where are we here? International Read to Me Day.
Uh-huh.
Also, today is Poultry Day.
Mm.
Maury has convinced me that he can combine the 2 days effortlessly.
Excuse me? What? Hold on. What?
Okay. Again, today is International Read to Me Day, and it's also Poultry Day. And Maury was like, yeah, a challenge accepted. And I was like, I didn't really challenge you to anything.
And I won't chicken out.
So what are you going to do for us today, Maury?
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read to you some recipes.
Oh, like chicken recipes,
chicken
I imagine.
Recipes.
That would be important for Poultry Day. It's not Read to Me Day and Recipe Day.
Is there
day.
Any other kind of poultry? It's just chicken.
No, that's not true at all.
What, I guess lamb? No.
Yep.
Yeah. Lamb wings. You never had lamb wings?
They're so delicious.
They're so good, dude.
Tender. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Duck?
Even. Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
I was going to say sheep, fowl. But nobody eats those.
What about turkey? Is that
fowl?
Poultry?
It has wings.
Yeah, it does have wings. Okay. Yeah.
Preheat oven.
What about blue jay? Is blue jay poultry?
No, doesn't poultry have to also walk?
What do you mean? What flies and doesn't walk?
Great question.
sounds like the setup of a dumb joke. What flies and doesn't walk? But a plane!
Okay. Keep in mind at the beginning of this conversation, Maury had lamb in the poultry category.
Poultry section.
The poultry section. Do love some lamb wings.
Okay. You go to the grocery store and you're like, excuse me, where do I get lamb wings? They're like, poultry section, duh.
Yeah, yeah. You never had lamb wings though, seriously?
I'm sure I did,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, you must have.
Preheat oven to 350.
Why are you
degrees?
Reading this sexy?
Because it's Read to Me Day.
Oh, you can only read one way, huh?
It's all like, yeah.
Do you need Mocha to change the music for this?
Do you have more sexy music?
I realize that Maury only has one way of reading. Maury only has sexy because at some point somebody told him, some guy I'm sure told you that you had a sexy voice, right?
Like every guy I've met.
Okay.
God, it was gross when I had to read Love Me Forever to my little brothers.
Did you read Love Me Forever? What is Love Me Forever? Oh, that
Robert
children's
Munch, yeah.
The Robert Munch. You read that in the sexy voice to your little brothers? You read bedtime stories?
Yeah, they loved it.
In a sexy voice?
Well, it's also my reading voice.
Oh.
Depends on who the audience is.
Okay.
Yeah, but your brothers.
I know, but to them it was Read to Me voice.
Okay. Go ahead, Maura. Okay.
Even when you said a Read to Me voice.
I know. It's so weird. My skin crawls.
Yeah.
I get a twitch. things start crawling up.
Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Coat an 11-inch baking dish with nonstick spray.
Why not a 6-inch baking dish? Hey, why has it got to be 11-inch? Yeah,
apparently size does matter in this story.
Pound chicken breasts to 1/4-inch thick.
That's a quarter, Maury. 1/4?
Okay. A fourth?
Have you never seen that before?
Can I read it? Let me just do it this way.
You've never seen... Yeah, do it. I know what you're thinking in your head, because I know how you give fractions normally.
Yeah. Yeah. Pound.
Like flattening it.
Listen to this. Listen to how Maury gives fractions.
Chicken breast to 1/4-inch thick.
Yeah, 1/4. You've never seen 1/4 spelled like that? Written out like that?
No, because since when is a 4 a quarter?
Okay, continue.
When it's a quarter.
Okay. When it's a quarter. All the time, actually.
Sprinkle both sides with salt and pepper. Lay one cheese slice and one ham slice on top of each breast.
What roll, are we cooking? What is this, by the way?
Yeah.
Cordon bleu.
Oh. All right.
Roll up each breast and secure with a toothpick.
Ew.
Place in baking dish and sprinkle chicken evenly with breadcrumbs. Bake for 30 to 35 minutes or until chicken is no longer pink.
So gross. So gross. So gross.
Okay.
So gross. So gross. I can tell you right now, I learned something new today. I do not like the way Maury says pink.
Remove from oven and place a half cheese slice on top of each breast.
A cheese going on in this chicken.
Return to oven for 3 to 5 minutes and serve immediately. In 2-quart saucepan, melt butter over medium heat. Add onion. Cook 2 minutes, stirring frequently until tender. Stir in flour, salt, and pepper until well blended. Uh-huh. Gradually stir in broth and milk.
Ew, okay, I don't like the way you say pink, and I don't like the way you say milk. Okay,
cooking,
you've ruined
stirring
both things.
Until bubbly and thickened.
And I'm a fan of pink, and I actually quite like milk. You've ruined both.
Bake 30 to 40 minutes until crust is golden brown. During last 15 to 20 minutes of baking, cover crust edge and strips of foil to prevent excessive browning.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you first started reading this recipe, it was, you did like soft, sexy voice.
Yeah.
Now it's almost borderline aggressive.
Yeah, I agree. Now you're telling me what to do.
Yeah.
We were in this together at the beginning. It was consensual at the beginning.
I don't like this.
No, now you're just, ordering me around. Yeah. I feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'd like to leave if possible.
Bake 30 to 35 minutes until chicken is no longer pink.
So gross. So gross. Anyway, there you have it. It's an International Read to Me Day and Poultry Day. Thank you, Dammit Maury.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Do you know who Frank Oz is?
Frank Oz. Wizard of Oz?
No, not the Wizard of Oz.
Frank Oz.
Yeah, Frank Oz was not the Wizard of Oz. Frank Oz was a wizard, but Frank Oz is
like
not
a real
the
wizard?
Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
No, Frank Oz.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah,
though.
Frank Oz was the original voice of
Homer Simpson.
No, he was Yoda. He was a lot of the.
Oh, yes.
He was Fozzie. He was Miss Piggy.
The Muppets and
stuff. Yeah, the Muppets.
Yes. No, that's right. Where I know that name from.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now I know who Frank Oz is.
And you have a clip there where Frank Oz, before we play this, has come out on record saying that he doesn't like the way that Disney is handling the Muppets and that they don't get it.
What do you mean? Like the actual Muppets?
The actual Muppets.
Like Disney, Kermit, Miss Piggy, Fozzie,
Gonzo. Because he said that there was a rebellion to them. So play this clip here of Frank Oz first.
I think the problem is, not unlike when any company takes over another company, that company feels they know what to do with it without actually understanding why that company is successful. And as much as Disney loves the Muppets and wants the best for the Muppets, and they truly believe they can do it, they don't get it. They don't get the true rebellion and the true affection underneath those characters. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I don't mean to knock Disney. It's just that I think they don't know, because I really think they really want to do a good job. I mean, but, you know, for instance, they've never asked me. They really have not asked the performers how to do it. And if they just did that, the performers are so brilliant,
right?
Instead of an outside person, and let the performers lead, then it'd be a whole different deal. And I think the audience would then appreciate the purity of that.
Damn.
So, well, are you a fan of the Muppets?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't mind them. Like...
I loved the Muppet Show. The Muppet Show was fun, but the Muppet Show, if you go back and watch those, was crazy. Like, he got it right. Like, they were very rebellious, yeah. And they weren't this sort of new... I don't even know how to describe the new Muppets. I didn't mind the new Muppets. I didn't
mind the
one. The old
Muppets was a part of everyone's life.
Yeah.
Miss Piggy and the old men in the balcony and everything.
Which, let me just guess here. Either you or Matthew loves Miss Piggy, right?
Matthew's obsessed with Miss
Piggy.
Okay.
I knew it was going to be one of you.
Obsessed.
What is it about Miss Piggy that he's so obsessed with?
He's obsessed with how much of a diva she is, yeah. And he follows Miss Piggy on Instagram, and he sits there watching.
She has her own IG. Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God. She does videos and everything. And Matthew is obsessed.
Do you do any voices?
Do I?
Yes. Oh, do you?
Do I do any voices?
Kermit the Frog here.
Oh, wow. Try again.
Hello, this is Kermit the Frog here.
I've been told
Kermit.
I do a really good Kermit.
Okay.
By who?
By people who I do Kermit.
Give me a specific name.
At Passover.
Okay. Wow.
Give me a specific name.
Why is this night different than all other nights?
Okay. Who told you that?
My Aunt Susie.
Okay. Give us Kermit's.
What's Susie's number?
Stop. Give us Kermit at Passover, Maury.
Okay. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam.
Keep going.
Asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadek ner shel Passover.
That just sounds like your regular voice now.
That's Kermit.
Can you do...
Kermit the Frog here.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. This is Kermit the Frog over here. No. Celebrating Passover. The Frog here.
Wow.
Happy.
See, Mocha has, there's a little
Passover.
See, there's a thing that in the Kermit voice that is the kind, it's at the end of all the words that Mocha nails. Mocha really nails the end.
That's what she said.
Stop it. Mocha, stop it, you two fools. I'm going to be the death of me. Mocha really nails the end where Maury, stop it. Where Maury, you, I think, put the most of your effort into the beginnings of the words and not enough on the end, because really the distinctive sort of quality of the Kermit voice, I truly believe, is the end of the word.
Is nailing the end?
Yes.
Kermit the Frog here.
How was that?
One more time. Okay.
Mocha? Kermit the Frog here.
Yeah, see?
Kermit the Frog here.
No, just...
What are you doing
with
your face?
Shove it up my nose.
No, don't. Just... with all that other stuff up there, good luck.
That's so funny, dude.
He's got a clipboard up there I saw this morning. I was like, hey, Maury, what did I say yesterday that I told you to remind me? And literally, Maury pulled a clipboard out of his nose and started going through his notes and then slid it back up.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So much Royals news. Is it Royal news or Royals news?
I think it's Royal news.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But they're Royals. So much has gone on. So the story yesterday was that while the Queen was one time drunk on martinis, she called Camilla a wicked woman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's that. Also, the story from a few days ago that Prince Harry is not going to sign a prenup with Meghan Markle, mm-hmm. even though he's worth $54 million. And the shocking one is how long it took the Queen to give her official consent for Prince Harry to marry Meghan Markle. So who better to sort of get an update on everything going on with the royals than the queen herself? Mocha, if you would like to call the palace.
Philip, I'm not wearing that dress. I've already told you. Hello.
Good morning, Queen. It's Roz and Mocha.
This is the
the queen. Who?
Yes. Yeah, you're the. Yeah, yes. We know that you're the. We know that you're the queen. There's so many headlines happening in and around with everything that's going on in your house, Your Majesty. I'd like to start. There's a new book coming out that says that at one time, years ago, when Charles had first hooked up with Camilla, that you got drunk on martinis and referred to Camilla as, quote, that wicked woman.
I was so drunk, I stood on the TV yelling, look at me, I'm on TV.
that explains a lot.
I have a question for you, Your Majesty. What are your thoughts?
Hello?
What are your thoughts on Prince Harry not wanting to sign a prenup with Meghan Markle when they after they get married in May?
He's so dumb, he thought a quarterback was a refund.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you call your own grandson a
wow.
Dumb?
Now let me read this, though. When it came to the official consent, I'm shocked about this, Your Majesty, which was, we know that you have two...
Speaking of scent, I'm so rich, I wish I had a dime for every dime I had.
I don't know if you saw this, Mocha, but part of your when you gave your letter of consent for Harry to marry Meghan, you had signed it saying that Harry was your, quote, my most dearly beloved grandson.
Oh, wow.
Right? Yeah, burn on William, yeah. Right?
Sorry, Will.
Sorry, Will. Were you drinking at this point, too, or no? You said this sober.
I was so drunk, I was in the kitchen trying to use the dishwasher as a microwave.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you get some soggy meatloaf that way, Your Majesty.
You get drunk a lot, Queen?
Oh, I was so drunk. I was in the royal carriage yelling, Autobots transform!
It did take you a while to come around to give your consent for Harry.
Yeah,
and,
why is that?
And Harry and Meghan. Why was that?
He is so dumb, oh. He has to get naked to count to 21.
Jeez, man. Queen is not holding back.
No, so I'm guessing that your number one priority with giving consent is also making sure that that the fortune is safe, the $54 million fortune that Harry has, correct?
You know, I'm so rich. If it weren't for me, many kids wouldn't know what a millionaire looked like.
Wow. Jeez. I don't know if you want to say that publicly. There's already like a lot of dissent for the royal family.
That
there.
Crazy.
You have come around, though, to the fact that that Meghan and Harry are happy together. They seem it anyway. And the wedding is going to go off without a hitch. So are you happy for them?
He's so dumb. Oh. He thought Boys to Men was a daycare center.
Oh. All right. The Queen, ladies and gentlemen. Anything you want to say before we wrap things up?
I was so drunk, I asked Philip if he was seeing anyone.
Oh, man. The Queen, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Question for you. I'm going through this study here where it says 9 out of 10 people, which is a huge number, said that they have, quote, made improvements to their significant other.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. 9 out of 10 people say that they've made improvements to their significant other, according to a new survey. The main ways that they have changed them are making them cleaner,
mm-hmm.
helping their fashion sense,
mm-hmm.
and helping improve their diet and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this seems like they asked a bunch of women how they fix their guy.
Or my husband.
Because I don't know any guys that would be talking about their wives saying that they made them cleaner, helped their fashion sense, or their exercise and diet habits.
No. You'd be divorced quick.
Yeah,
or be broken up with quick. Right? Guy, that's a trick right there.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that that's a trick to see what guys would say.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what
a smart man would know to shut the hell up.
Yeah, 64% of people say, and this is where I also get the sense that they're leaving at the fact that they polled women.
Yeah.
64% of people say that they have made improvements to their significant other, but the job is not done yet.
Oh, no. Listen, there is no way any guy would have given that answer.
No, no guy. No. Okay, women love a project when it comes to this. Guys don't want a project. Guys want something that is, they want to build everything else in their life.
Totally.
Right? Guys want to tinker with things. Yeah. They want to tinker with things. They want to follow instructions. They want to improvise. They love building things. Okay. But when it comes to a partner, they want something to arrive with no assembly required.
Totally.
Right.
What's the percentage of people they asked and then they gave up?
That's not on the list. 75% of men and 67% of women say that they're happier with the ways their partner has changed them. No, that's right. There's a lie.
75% of the guys had their girls answer that question for them.
Okay. 67% of women did not say that they were happier with the way that their men have changed them. Okay. There's no way. Yeah. There's no way that number works. Guys want it. They just come and I want you to be just, I don't want to have to work on it. Right. Yeah. I don't want to have to work on it. And because when you put me in an uncomfortable position, it's hard enough. Even the question of, you know, hey, should I wear this or this?
Yeah.
Right. No guy wants to answer that question because it's one probably not going to be the right answer, regardless of what you say.
Exactly.
Right. Catherine and I had the conversation last week of where she's like, should I do bangs again? And I go, if you want to do bangs again, baby, do bangs again. And then she said, but you don't like bangs.
Oh no!
Right,
oh, that's a trick, right?
Thank
there.
You.
Oh,
thank you.
Listen, that's the epitome of the Star Wars quote.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
Yeah, and I almost made the mistake that all guys make in this situation, which is I almost said something similar, something to the effect of, "Nah, I don't like bangs, but I like them on you."
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean.
Oh, she tried to get you.
Yeah,
you're not gonna get me this time.
No. And guys have made that mistake with boobs throughout the history of time.
Yeah, throughout the history of boobs.
The guys are always like, listen, it's not that I like big boobs. It's fine. Like I've you know, big boobs are fine. You know, yours are great though.
Yeah, perfect.
Right, yours are perfect. Yours are perfect. Like, there's no, it's like landmine. So I would rather not have a project. Now, if a woman wants to look at you as a project, that's different
because
they enjoy that work.
Totally,
they really do. Right?
And sometimes it's for the better.
A woman loves having an opinion on your jeans.
Uh-huh.
I love having no opinion on Catherine's jeans.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that I'm never asked about her jeans. Never. And I also love that she never asked me about my jeans, but every now and then it's fine. She fixes things every now and then. And when I say fixes things, like I'll have a hair on my shoulder that she'll walk through the kitchen and just pull it out while I'm trying to, take a sip of coffee.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Kiss, it's Roz and Mocha.
Oh my God, hi, this is Francesca. I've been trying to call you guys for 4 years, and this is the first time I've gotten through.
Damn. Okay, what's going on, Francesca? Roz is sitting across from me, and this is Mocha.
Hi, Mocha. Hi, Roz. Okay, I have a question for you first. Who answered the phone? Because I asked if it was Maury, and he said no.
Yeah, that was Maury.
That was actually Maury.
What voice? Who did you talk
to? I knew it was Maury.
Okay, who did you talk to? Did it sound like a lady, or did it sound like an older gentleman?
It sounded exactly like Maury.
Oh, okay. What voice did you use, Maury? Because Maury has some sort of hang-up where he feels that answering the phones for the show is sort of like beneath him, so he puts on a different voice to answer the phones, and when people say, hey, is this Maury, he always says, no, it's not, please
What
hold.
Was the voice you used,
Today
Maury?
I'm going with, hi, Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha Show.
Is that what you heard, Francesca?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay. What do you want to say, hon?
Just that I love you guys, you're the best part of my day, and I'm really upset because I have a 10-minute commute to work. So I only get to listen to you guys for 10 minutes. So I started listening to your podcast when I'm driving to my after-school activities because I have an hour commute to those.
Yeah.
So just to get my fill, I listen to your podcast.
Nice. Well,
are you liking the podcast?
I love it. It makes me laugh the entire way there.
Oh, good.
Are you all caught up? We're 22 episodes deep.
I'm not all caught up because I just discovered the podcast 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But I listened to you guys. I lived in Thunder Bay for 2 years. And I didn't get this station, so I would live stream it on my phone walking to class.
Okay. How long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show?
Like 4 or 5 years, I think.
Well, now that you have our number, call us anytime. It was amazing talking to you. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Okay, see, this is a really tough question because I like all three of you the best.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't, like, it depends on the day.
No.
Today, I think it's Maury. I think it's Maury today.
That's not the question.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Okay, well, Mocha, you live in Vaughn, and I live in Woodbridge, so I'm going to go with Mocha today.
Oh, great.
There you go.
Thanks.
Bye, Roz.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Shut up, Lori. Love you, Francesca.
Love you too, Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You see that story yesterday that the ESPN, when they did a profile on LeBron James, said this one time he gained 7 pounds during a game?
How?
That's the tricky thing, is they don't really go into how. I assumed that it was from extreme hydrating, because that's what it was claimed, because Brady and all that, like, they're all into this extreme hydrating, but
you just drink like a ton of water and Gatorade and stuff?
Yeah, which is not that great, but they don't really go into how it all happened, and they say that a couple of guys on the team saw the scale before the game and then the scale after the game, but they don't really give the names of the players that vouched for this. It's super sketchy.
Yeah.
But it's an incredible headline, and I got this story last night because damn it, Maury sent it to me, and the subject line in the email was, I think I can beat this.
Okay. Did you read the article though?
No, why would I need to do that? He gained 7 pounds during a game.
So you just read the headline that says LeBron James once gained 7 pounds during a basketball game?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's an hour. I can do that.
Right. You think, well, hold on here.
No, what?
The basketball game was, how long is a basketball game? Like in total? Like it's about like 2 hours, two
yeah.
plus? Yeah. Okay. So that's almost that. That's a good chunk of the show now. And so Maury, you have a scale.
Yes.
And Maury has decided to not do the hydrating route.
Because I didn't read that part.
Right, which is fine. Which is fine, because I would recommend against that anyway. But Maury has brought in a buffet of some of the heaviest looking food I have ever seen in my life.
Well, we have mac and beef.
Yeah.
Mac and beef.
Mac and beef.
So not even mac and cheese, mac and beef.
Mac and beef heavy.
Oh my God.
Butter chicken with rice.
Yeah.
I have 3 triple cheese pizza pockets.
Okay.
Oh my God, those must be heavy.
McCain Deep and Delicious.
They weigh like a softball each, yeah. Right? Yeah.
McCain Deep and Delicious.
Is that a rack of baby back ribs?
Rack of ribs.
Okay.
We have Baby Bell cheeses.
Okay, a lot of
one
cheese.
One banana.
Yes, yeah. So
cheese
much
strings.
Food. Yeah.
More cheese.
And an apple in case somebody thinks that this is unhealthy. Okay, so
I'm on a diet.
Okay, so I think Maury, the first thing you have to do is get on the scale.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on, let me take my wallet out.
Yeah.
that wallet doesn't weigh anything, Maury.
Hold on.
We all know that.
And also, just so we know that you're not cheating,
yeah,
the numbers.
Mocha's gonna come and check. What do we got there?
152.6.
What is it?
152.6.
Why is it flashing like that? Like, get off of me.
I know the scale looks mad at you.
It's screaming right now.
152.6.
152.6. Okay, I'm going to write that down. 152.6. 152.6.
So like no number one and no number two either?
All right. No, Maury, what are you going to start with here?
Pizza pocket.
Okay, go.
Triple cheese.
Triple cheese. Oh, God, that looks hot. Watch how you don't burn yourself, man.
Okay, now a bite of mac and beef.
Okay. Sorry, is that going to be
that bite like rather quickly.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's gross.
Oh.
Well, yeah, but this is mac and beef.
And whenever Maury tries to break one of these records, if you've ever heard on the show before, because he's tried to break a ton of different records, the sort of gastro tests are where he feels that he has the greatest advantage. It's usually the eating challenges that he thinks that he's going to fare best on.
Cheese string now?
Yeah.
I think what you're doing, Maury, is I think that you're breaking it up too much. Like you have one bite of a pizza pocket.
Well, I wanted to try the flavors so my mouth gets familiar.
I think that if you're going to do this, you should just concentrate on one thing at a time.
I agree. I think you should back to the pizza pocket?
Yeah.
No, I think you should attack that mac and beef.
Okay.
Because that seems like the heaviest.
Yeah.
Heavier than a pizza pocket?
Yeah. Hurry up, man. You got like... He's already out of breath.
Yeah.
2 bites of food and he's already out of breath.
It's hot.
And you were just on the scale. Like if anybody's wondering, you actually don't weigh much more. You're a little guy. 152.6.
I'm not tasting any beef.
I haven't weighed 152.6 since I think I was 11. But also that's the last time I was 5'6". I don't even think I was 5'6 when I was 11.
Maybe when you were 5.
I think I was 9 when I was 5'6.
How you feeling, dude?
This is really good.
Yeah? So you're enjoying this so far?
Oh, my God.
What? Please just don't burn your mouth on that cheese. There's not one, but 2, but 3 cheeses in that pizza pocket.
I've already burned my tongue on the beef.
Okay. And you haven't been eating a lot of beef lately, huh?
I haven't had beef in 2 years.
Yeah, that's not true.
What are you talking about?
Is it not true?
No, it's not true. No. I made you a lasagna 2 weeks ago.
But I have secret meat.
Secret meat.
Oh, right. Okay. So secret meat doesn't count. Right?
Oh, you mean the meat that Matthew doesn't know that you eat, right?
Right.
If it's outside the house, it's secret meat.
Right. So any meat that's eaten outside the house doesn't count?
No.
Okay. I got
it's
you
in
then.
Secret.
Right. I haven't had a pizza pocket in, I don't even know how long, 25 years. Are they still taste the same?
It reminds me of my youth.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make you sad?
Okay, can we play a song and we'll like...
Hold, yeah, okay, get on the scale first before we get on the song. See if it's changed at all.
Okay, hold on, wall it out.
Wall it out, yeah, okay. Okay, see if it's changed at all. Maury's trying to gain 7 pounds during the show like LeBron James did during one game last year.
Okay.
Or not last year.
153.
Okay.
Oh my God. You know what?
You've gained almost.
That's for real.
Yeah. Okay.
Holy cow.
Okay. You've almost gained half a pound already. You may be able to do this.
This cannot be the challenge I win.
Again, that is a lot of cheese.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
How you doing, Maury?
I finished 2¾ of pizza pockets.
Right.
I would love to be like, what do they call him? The king?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how, but you got cheese on your glasses, bro.
The cheese was dangling, so I tried to fling it back into my mouth.
Yeah.
And we have McCain Deep and Delicious, a rack of ribs, banana, and apple.
Right. Okay.
And what about that bag of cheese strings?
I mean, cheese strings and 2 baby bells.
Right. Don't forget them baby bells. Very heavy food, huh? Mac and beef is a very heavy dish.
I wish you could hold just my belly and feel how that feels.
Not it.
Not it. No, hell no.
On.
No, man. Listen, I'm not touching Maury, okay? That's the one thing. I draw the line at touching Maury.
Come
I'm not
okay.
gonna... It'd be like feeling a pregnant
No,
belly.
You have okay. the scale here. Why don't we just weigh just your belly?
Okay. Hold on a second. Where's all the pizza? Did you finish the pizza pockets?
Yes, that's why I feel like it's nap time.
Okay. Maury started at 152.6, and then he... went up to 153, and now we'll check in with Maury. Mocha, if you want to be the official judge here and take a look at that scale.
These pizza pockets, it says here for the total of all three?
Yeah.
It's like 300 grams.
Okay, so what is that at now, Maury?
153.6.
What is it?
153.6.
153.6.
Hold on, so okay. You gain 1 pound.
Yeah, Maury's gained a full pound in 10 minutes.
That's like a baby.
Maury's gained a pound. You just ate a
pound. Oh my God.
I think this is completely attainable. I really do. Congratulations.
1 pound in 10 minutes.
I applaud you for this.
Look at that. It's a pound.
It's a horrific goal to want to accomplish, but you seem to be doing very well with it. So I applaud
pizza
you.
Pizza pocket's done. Move that plate. Okay. Next over.
Okay. Now come here. Let me see how heavy that belly is.
Okay,
get over
feel
here.
The belly.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to put my hands right underneath it. Oh, my God.
Why is it sticking out like that?
Why is it sticking out like don't suck it in, Maury. Okay, yeah, relax. Okay,
just,
Maury, here's what I'm going to do.
Just exhale.
Okay, just exhale. Okay.
Relax like you're at home. Relax.
Okay.
Relax.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do, okay? Okay, I'm going to just put my hands here, and then you have to put your belly on it. Oh, jeez. Okay. It's very... It's can I say?
Okay. Wait, so
can I say it's so warm? Right?
But the weight, right? So are we warm. Accounting the fact that Maury's got like so much hair on that belly?
No, I don't think you can count the hair weight. But my, it's so warm. All right, we'll keep dipping back in and checking in with you more. Okay, congratulations, somebody. Yeah, you've done it. Okay.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Check in with Maury. Maury, don't walk so fast.
Finished the pizza pockets.
Three cheese pizza pockets.
I've had two.
Sorry, triple cheese pizza pockets.
Oh, yes. Triple cheese. Yes, thank
I've
you.
I've had two cheese strings.
Yeah, a lot of cheese. That's
I've
heavy.
I've had 90% of my mac and beef.
Right.
I've had quite a bit of the butter chicken and rice.
Yeah.
I've had heaping spoonfuls of the Deep and Delicious
McCain cake, yeah.
And I'd really like to dive into the ribs.
Okay, now you're going to jump into the baby back ribs that you have there.
So
they're not
cut,
so just you're going to eat it like a barbarian, just off the whole rack, right? Maybe break it apart, Maury.
I've never
see
done that.
If you
that.
Can do that.
Can you do that?
Yeah, can you do that? No, you have to eat the whole thing. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
It's all over your face too. Look at you.
Oh, wow, you can taste the pepper.
Yeah.
Keep eating, man. Come on now. What you doing?
I know. Maury's been walking super slow because he doesn't want to burn anything off walking from room to room. So, like,
I'm also listen, you can sit in that rolly chair and I will push you anywhere you need to go.
I'm also very tired.
Yeah. Are you sweaty too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You just look greasy.
Yeah. You have barbecue sauce all over your nose right now. Like, nowhere else on your face, just your nose.
And you still have...
I don't know how you get barbecue sauce on just your nose.
Because the tip of the tip of the rib touched my nose.
Right. The tip to tip. Right?
And you still
Do you know how to eat a rib, Maury? You're eating it from the bone first. Do you know how to eat ribs?
No.
Okay. Turn it sideways. Turn it sideways like a corn on the cob. You're eating a rib like it's a popsicle.
No, but I usually stay away from ribs just because it's a lot of work for very little meat.
Right. What are you talking about, dude? Okay, but you're holding, imagine this,
like
Kate.
A popsicle?
We all know how to, eat it like a corn on the cob.
Like that.
Yeah. Yes. So the way that Maury was eating ribs, imagine holding the rib by the bottom bone and just trying to bite your way to the meat by going through the top bone. Yeah.
And
right?
It's funny,
nobody eats ribs that way.
The way you eat ribs,
yeah,
you look like a squirrel just like nibbling on like a tiny little peanut.
Have you never had a rib before?
Has nobody from my dad cuts the meat off for me?
Hold on, what? What? Your dad cuts the meat off of the ribs for you?
Because whenever I go over, he does a really good barbecue.
Yeah,
and I'll sit next to my little baby brothers, and he'll cut the meat off the bones for all three of us.
You're a 40-year-old man.
I know, but daddy's always done that.
Okay, take another bite. We gotta weigh you again.
Oh, my God, Maury, we got to weigh you again. And I noticed that maybe because you started to swell that you've taken your shoes off. But I'm going to have to tell you that you got to put your feet back in the shoes because when we were weighing you earlier,
there was no shoes on.
Okay, good. Okay.
No shoes, no wallet.
Okay, Maury, so like here.
Okay.
So jump up. You can't have the rib in your hand while we weigh you, though.
And do you take the wallet out of my pocket?
We gotta go in your pocket. Why do you keep putting your wallet back in? No, I'm not. It's way too deep, man. we'll weigh the wallet afterwards and we'll subtract it. It's deep down in there, Mocha.
Oh my God.
It's really deep. Yeah, okay. Mocha's hand is all the way up to his elbow in his pocket.
Mark, why is your pocket all the way down to your knees, bro? What kind of pants are these? God, they're like clown pants.
Everything is with Maury is a secret. Even your jeans. Yeah. You wear secret jeans. Like, who can keep that many secrets in just a pair of jeans? Okay, what are we at now?
Oh my God. Wait, stop. Maury, just stop moving and stop talking. Just stand up straight. Stand up straight. Don't look at it.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it.
Stand up straight. Okay, exhale now.
154.
Okay. 154. Well, Maury, since when we started this, you were 152.6.
Am I winning?
Yeah. You are. I mean, I don't think that you put on as much food as the amount of food that you've eaten, but don't do that.
Dude, that's so disgusting. Why
but
would
it
you
feels,
do that?
But because it helps.
So 154. Are we calling this now, Maury?
No way.
No? Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Goals. Hashtag goals.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Earlier in the show, you were 152.6. Then you went up to 153.6. Then you were at 154.
Wow.
Oh. I also had a Baby Bell.
Oh, and a Baby Bell cheese. Let's not forget Baby Bell cheese. Yeah. Shout out to Baby Bell.
Yeah. So my weighing again, I had a bite of an apple.
Okay. If you feel that you...
God.
You still have rib sauce on your nose, too. You're just a mess. Don't walk so fast because you don't want to burn anything off from the chair to the scale.
Maury also has remnants. I don't know how this happened, but remnants of cheese from the pizza pocket, like on his glasses.
Yeah.
It was dangling, so I shoot it back like my hair would.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You have cheese on your glasses and rib sauce.
Do you have
it
in your pockets?
Yeah. While it's
okay. Okay. What are we at now for the grand reveal?
Straight. Yeah. Okay.
What are we at now?
Oh, man. That skill is flashing like crazy. Like, get off of me.
What are we at?
154.4.
Wow.
154.4.
My God, it keeps going up like my bank account.
So you've gained really a full 2 pounds, Maury, this
morning.
Isn't
that unbelievable? I do have to say.
I mean, if you feel that it's an accomplishment, I will applaud you.
But I have to go.
Like leave?
Oh, no, you got to go. You got to go. You got
to
go.
I have to go.
Okay, the factory's working overtime. Yeah. Food's doing what food does. Yeah, okay. Human biology's happening. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well.
So are you tapping out? Are you
no?
Done,
I'm determined to at least finish the deep and delicious because that's deep and
that's
delicious.
That's a full cake, though, Mark. Yeah. Like you don't have to finish a whole cake. I'm going to call it now. Can we call it and say, you did very well.
Because that's a lot of cake left.
No, more. I would feel terrible if you did manage to gain 7 pounds during a show.
This man's still eating apples. He's still eating.
Can we call it and just applaud you, Maury? Okay.
And what? I'm just going to finish this for fun?
Do what you want.
Do what you want. Yeah. Do what you want. But I know your feet are so swole right now. You had to take your shoes off. Anyway, congratulations, Maury. You will always be the LeBron of the show. Okay.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
They say, Mocha, that the happiest moments of our day are when we are doing what?
Sleeping.
Incorrect. Maury, please, for the win.
Eating.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say scrolling social media.
Oh, no.
No, but think of all those tastes and everything that makes you happy when you put it on your tongue.
See, no matter how bad things are in your life, all of it vanishes briefly the moment you shove a wonderful, I don't mean like when you're torturing yourself eating like on some sort of diet. I'm talking like when you put a piece of pizza in your mouth, when the fat hits your tongue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That moment, yesterday, fat on tongue is one of the greatest moments in life.
After the show yesterday, I had a croissant that was split in half, and inside that croissant was tasty, tasty, tasty prosciutto.
You're the man.
That sounds a lot better than what I had. I had microwave vegetables and leftover pasta sauce.
Yeah, 76% of people say that the happiest moment of their day is when they're eating. Now, what are the foods that make us the happiest?
I'm going to say hamburgers and pizza.
That make us the happiest?
Has to be. Hamburgers, pizza, and bacon.
Pizza is on the list.
Yeah.
I will say, burgers on the list. Steak on the list, fried foods. Right? You know,
like French fries.
Just like French fries or something deep fried. Like the chicken fingers and spicy foods make me happy. I feel alive when I eat something spicy.
Pad Thai.
Avocado better not be on that list.
Please.
Punch you in the face.
What about mac and cheese?
Ice cream is on the list. Brownies on the list.
Yep.
Pasta's on the list. Mm. And finally, Maury, your favorite.
Pierogies?
Cheese.
Oh, cheese, yes. Yes. Yes.
Those are the foods that make us the happiest when we are in that state.
Do you know why that's on the list?
Why is that on the list?
Because.
What, excuse me?
Because.
Because why?
Because it's a cheese joke.
Oh.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Amy Kaufman is here. She is the best-selling author of Bachelor Nation, Inside the World of America's Favorite Guilty Pleasure.
Right.
Before this book came out, Amy, welcome, by the way, to the Roz and Mocha Show. Before this book came out, how many times have people tried to stop you from releasing this book or even writing the book?
I did get a cease and desist from Warner Brothers.
Did you?
In the process of writing it. Yep.
So you knew you were onto something great then? When that happens.
Like, you think that that's going to stop me? Okay.
How is it that we all assume there's some really terrible stuff going on in this production. Makes me love the show even more. We all assume there's some serious sketchiness, but how has this never happened before? How is something like somebody blowing the top off of this and going that deep into this world never happened?
Well, there's that show Unreal, which is like a fictional show by a woman who used to work on it.
Right.
But of course, she has like the guise of saying it's fictional. So when I heard that was out there, I was like, okay, but I want the real deal. Is Unreal real? And that's what happened. But yeah, I was surprised too. I was like, crazy. No one's ever written a book about this.
Right. But again, makes me love it more.
The shadiness?
I shouldn't say it makes me like it more. It doesn't change the amount that I like the show. It changes nothing for me. I will still watch the show the same way, even now from reading your book, that I know that they track the women's menstrual cycles to torture them with bad information. What was your reaction to that? And please talk us through who told you this.
This was a producer from the early days, so hopefully they don't do this anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, he was like, yeah, so the women would get their periods at the same time, sync up in the mansion, and we would just schedule the interviews then, because that's when they would be like particularly emotional and you could get the juiciest sound bites. And I was like, that's so messed up.
In writing this book, did you talk to anyone who is currently still working with the team, with the Bachelor team, but they couldn't give their name, but they wanted to give you the information?
There was somebody who had like just left who wouldn't give me their name.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no, obviously the current people were like, stay away from Amy.
Right.
The contestants were down because they're open books. They go on reality TV.
One of the big questions that people have watching this show, especially when it comes to the eliminations and the rose ceremonies, is people are convinced that producers tell the bachelor or bachelorette who to keep and who to send home.
Yeah, they do that in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if there's 10 women left and he's only into four of them, and in the bottom six, there's like the crazy villain, they'll be like, can you just keep her for a couple of weeks? She's good TV. And usually they don't put up a big fight about that.
Really?
Yep.
God, this show, man.
I love it.
No. We were just talking before you came in, too, the fact that if, let's say, it's The Bachelor and he sends a girl home, that during the exit interview, if, let's say, she doesn't cry or she doesn't get emotional, producers will give her an opportunity to smoke a cigarette, maybe give her a couple of shots of tequila, and then continuously asking her questions until she breaks.
Yep. I heard stories of, like, you know, it's in California, in Malibu, so, like, the Pacific Coast Highway is there, so you just go up and down that thing until you get them to give something good. But most of the people are emotional because I saw Caitlin Bristow, a Canadian bachelor.
Love her.
She said, she did some tweet this season that was like, everyone wonders why you would get so emotional, like when you've been on the show for 4 seconds and barely know this guy. She's like, what you're not thinking about is you've left your job. Yeah. You've none of your family there. You like are just broken up with on national television. That's mortifying. Yeah. So it's more just like a general overall sense of
is
tragedy.
Is there anything, by the way, Amy Kaufman is here. She wrote the book called Bachelor Nation. All the behind the scenes, all the juicy secrets. Is there anything while you were writing this book that came as a shock to even you?
I'm pretty jaded at this point, quite honestly. I mean, some of the things you mentioned, the menstrual cycles, like, you know, early on the guy, there was a producer who said he would carry around a wad of $100 bills. And then when there would be, he'd be like, all right, team, you know, tonight, whoever catches a girl puking, whoever gets a girl crying, you know, you get the right people to hook up on camera, $100.
So you can't be surprised that the relationships out of this show don't work. But also, that, to me, that doesn't matter that they don't work.
It doesn't matter to, like, most viewers. Clearly, we're still watching and we know they never work out. Yeah.
Because realistically, how much time? They're spending, like, less than 20 hours together from the time that they meet until the time that they're engaged, right?
Yeah. The whole thing is, if you were to make it to the end, it would be 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And Juan Pablo, an old bachelor, tweeted, he's like, what you guys don't get is we're only spending 40 hours with the finalists. So
that's
2 days.
But the thing is, like, when these girls are the guys, whoever the contestants are in the house, they have like zero communication or any info to the outside world. Once they're in that house, they're in that house. They're not even allowed to leave, not allowed to read books, magazines, don't have access to a television
computer.
Roz
and Mocha.
No Roz and Mocha.
Just
nothing.
Drink and cry, right?
It's so dark, but so true. Wow. Yeah, they call it the bubble because it's that intense.
Yeah, and quickly before we go, your thoughts on Ari and how they played out the breakup on television where they ran it unedited. What was your thoughts on that? Because you wrote this before all that happened.
Of course, yeah. Everyone was like, "What? Well, you couldn't include Ari." I'm like, it aired the same day the book came out. Yeah. Obviously not. I thought it was... I was glad because it was a boring season, so we got a little drama at the end, but like... You know, that wasn't cool for the girl who got ambushed with the cameras, I felt like.
But she's all signed up. Like, why didn't you?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Any normal woman would be ripping the mic off, calling Uber on the phone. Get me the hell out of here. Yeah. But you realize they are so under contract that even at that point, she still has to play along, right?
She's just like in the... I know. She turns right around and signs up to be the bachelorette. So clearly she doesn't have any hard feelings. So I guess I don't feel that bad about it. Right. She's like, give me that Instagram money.
Yeah. Amy Kaufman, thank you so much. Again, the new book is called Bachelor Nation. Thanks so much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thanks, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What's the day today? First day of spring, right?
Yeah, man.
It's also World Storytelling Day.
Oh.
Always a big time of the year on the show. Dammit Maury pens his own story, correct?
Which I've done again.
Okay. And what do you have for us today, Maury?
Today the story is called Why Can't We Be Friends?
Oh, jeez.
This story starts with the obvious. We all can't be friends. But that isn't going to stop us from trying, right?
Meh.
This was the case for Mark. This was the case for Mark, who was either smitten or jealous of his coworker Rusty. Rusty was tall, well-dressed, and gifted with a voice that would have you cross-legged on the floor by his feet, sucking your thumb, waiting for what he would say next.
Wow. Jeez.
Mark wanted nothing more than to win the respect of Rusty. He would get up early each day just to practice what he was going to say to Rusty in case they crossed paths. I made a wonderful soup last night. It was leek. Have you ever had a leek before? No. What? Has he ever had a leek before? What are you asking him? About soup? Hey, Rusty, it's almost cherry blossom time. Maybe we can go together to see them. Really, Mark? Are you asking him out? How was it that Murphy always had the attention of Rusty at the office? What did Murphy have that Mark didn't, he wondered. Their conversations were bebopping all over the place. Sports, sexy females, and even food. If Mark was going to have any chance of winning over the respect and admiration of Rusty, he was going to have to up his game. The next day he came to work in a pair of nice khaki pants and a fitted sports jersey. Later that morning in the men's room, Rusty actually said to Mark, "Yo, I'm feeling that jersey, bro." As Rusty's hand grazed Mark, the world froze for Mark at that moment, and the feeling of Rusty's smooth, moisturized hands couldn't escape him. Later that day, assuming that the graze of the hand was intentional, when Mark saw Rusty, he slowly rubbed his hands together while winking, assuming Rusty knew what that meant. Till this day, any time Rusty and Mark cross paths, Mark whispers, "Soft hands, soft hands." Rusty just assumes Mark is different. And Mark will always just assume he knows.
Okay, I have a couple of questions. One, why do you pronounce it wonderful? That was my number one question. I wrote so many notes while this was going on. Are Mocha and I Rusty and Murphy?
Is that important?
I don't know, because there are parallels to your story in real life.
I like the term loosely based.
Okay, so we are Rusty and Murphy, and you would be Mark.
Okay.
Okay, am I correct in assuming this?
If you want to assume that.
Okay.
Damn it, Mark.
Okay, got that. Okay. It was a very wonderful story there, Mark.
more questions?
Yeah, I have so many questions.
Soft hands.
Soft hands. Soft hands. Soft hands. That's so inappropriate for work. I mean, I know.
Well, it's not my fault Rusty grazed Mark's hand.
Help me out here, Murph.
The Roz and Mocha Show
Podcast.
June 23rd, 2011.
June 23rd, 2011. Okay.
It's Nisha B. Tweeted out. Somebody remind me in 7 years not to have kids.
Oh, wow.
19 hours ago on Twitter, Doug Exeter replied to that tweet from June 23rd, 2011 and said, "Don't have kids." Nisha B. replied right after and said, "Too late. My daughter's about to be one next month."
No!
Doug then replied to her and said, "You should have said 5 years." She replied, "You're right." So somebody who saw these tweets back and forth,
yeah,
said to Doug, "What prompted you to even do this?" Doug replied, "A commitment to public service." Somebody else chimed in and said, "How did you even remember to do this?" Doug said, "Very carefully." That person replied and said, "Can you please remind me in 50 years to take my meds?" Doug then replied, "Like any of us will be alive then." Another person asked the question, "Did you put a calendar reminder in your computer all those years ago or something?" And somebody else replied to that saying, "I suspect he's searching for, quote, remind me in X years in old tweets, hoping to find something that lines up." And Doug replied, "No, it was the calendar thing."
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. And every now and then, like somebody will retweet something of that we're mentioned in. It'll pop up and it'll be something from like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you possibly searching?
I don't know.
What are you possibly searching?
I don't know.
To,
and you have to have time
to find this. Like, you got to go deep, yeah. Like really, really, really deep in order to find some of this stuff. But this is, for to me, this is what makes something like Twitter great. Is yeah. This is the purpose of Twitter. Up-to-date news that's accurate when Twitter's doing the thing that Twitter should be doing, and stuff like this. Everything
when a tweet
else,
goes out on June 23rd, yes. 2011, saying, somebody remind me in 7 years not to have kids, yes. And then that person replies and says, don't have kids, yes. And she then says, too late, my daughter's about to be one next month.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Are you into Captain Underpants yet? You're not into Captain Underpants yet. You will be.
My kid's 10 months and yeah. Is all about Wiggles and Bubble Guppies.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wiggles are great. Bubble Guppies are amazing. Bubble, 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 guppy, guppy, guppies. Time for lunch. Oh. It's lunchtime. It's time for lunch.
Love that song. Yeah. And outside, 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 everybody outside. Oh,
get man. Up, everybody. Get up, everybody. I love Guppies. Bubble Guppies is great. But Roxy now, like every now and then when she wakes up early and if I'm not up or if I'm not around, she'll go and find her iPad and go on her iPad stealthily. And then she'll try and put it back where it was before Catherine wakes up. But I caught her the other morning. I didn't catch her the other morning, but I caught her the other morning, curled up on the couch,
yeah,
like under a blanket, watching her iPad when I came out of the room. And what she was watching was
what?
Do you remember Bob Ross, the guy who used to paint pictures on PBS?
Yeah, with the hair.
Yeah, she's watching Bob Ross videos.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, because she's super into painting. And I guess there's Bob Ross on Netflix, so now she just goes on her iPad and watches.
Serious?
Yeah, and watches old Bob Ross videos.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you remember when last year, I think it was, they were showing Bob Ross on. What was it? I think on Twitch, the gaming streaming platform.
Oh, were they? Yeah.
And the numbers were just like astronomical for people really? Who were logging on to watch these videos of Bob Ross painting like beautiful landscapes.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's
so now he's on Netflix.
Here, let me play. Just give me 1 second. Let me play this because she said something to me yesterday. So I handed her something yesterday.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, thanks. God bless. Right? And I was like... And I was like,
where did she get it from?
I was like, thanks and God bless. And I just let it go. I'm like, ah, we're going to have that conversation at some point. But I just let it go. And then she's watching Bob Ross on Netflix. And of course, this is how Bob Ross ended every single episode.
I'd like to wish you happy painting and God bless, my friend.
Okay. That's so cute, though. Come on now. You know she's watching lots of Bob Ross.
Yeah, yeah. So she's watching so much.
How many like episodes deep?
Yeah, I don't.
Is she?
Wait,
how would she find out about Bob Ross?
They were talking about painting, and because Roxy's really, really into painting. And so Catherine had mentioned Bob Ross at some point, and then they were at the Lego store in New York, and there's a Lego figure of Bob Ross. And,
no, there's
yeah,
not.
And so Catherine was like, Roxy, what? You have to get this. It is the funniest thing. And he's got the big afro and like the painting thing in his hand, everything else.
Yeah.
And then they came back and started watching Bob Ross videos. So now Roxy's new thing is thank you, God bless.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, look at this. Bob Ross Lego.
Yeah.
Wow, this is legit.
Yeah, so I think that he did like almost 30 seasons or something
holy
like that of television.
Cow.
So there's an infinite amount of Bob Ross videos.
Wow, God bless, for real.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Ah, spring is finally here.
Did you say spring?
No.
Do you have the keys?
Officially. Like the keys to...
The keys to my comedy club.
Your comedy club.
Excuse me?
Well, I mean, the comedy club? Are we like picking adjectives here?
What do you mean? What's an adjective?
The, we, yeah, me. Okay.
It's Roz and Mocha comedy
what do you
club.
Have jokes? You tell right? me, just say that you have jokes.
I've got jokes.
Okay. Well, hold on, give Mocha a second.
Did I get adjective right?
No.
Oh.
I gotta know all these things first.
Well, didn't you see the lineup
what
outside?
Are they, do you have spring jokes? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay. Are they good?
I wrote, yeah, of course they are.
You didn't say that with much confidence. All right, the Roz and Mocha Comedy Club is now open. Please welcome to the stage the one, the only, Devin Emily!
Okay, guys.
guys, what did the tree say to spring?
What did the tree say to spring?
Leave me alone?
No, what a relief.
Oh, yeah.
What letter is likely to spring fall? What letter is like a spring flower?
Sorry, say again.
What letter is like a spring flower?
What letter is like a spring flower?
The letter A, because a B comes after it.
Letter is like a... Oh, I got you. Yes.
Okay. It's like flower.
Yes, yes, I hear you. Pollination joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spring, got you.
Flowers. Hey, do you have any more pollination jokes?
What do you get when you plant kisses?
What do you get when you plant kisses? I don't know.
Herpes. Tulips. Oh. Herpes. How excited was the gardener about spring?
Not very, because that means he has to work twice as hard.
No, so excited he wet his plants.
Okay, I like that one.
When do people start using their trampoline?
When summertime.
Springtime.
Oh, right.
Why is everyone so tired on April 1st?
Why is everyone so tired
Hold on
April 1st?
This must be an April Fool's Day joke. In there.
No, because they've just finished a long 31-day march.
Uh-huh.
Can February march?
No, but April, May.
Yes!
Wow. You just got that, huh? Good for you. Good for you.
And finally, when do monkeys fall from the sky?
Wow. When do monkeys fall from the sky?
During April showers?
Wait, I don't get it.
Instead of April. April. Ape. Ape.
Huh?
What does this sound? Is that your monkey sound? Like if I said more right now, do a monkey? Do it again. Sorry.
See, now that's funny.
Sorry. Okay. Okay. Just wait. Maury, do it. Okay. Maury, do a cat. Okay. Do a dog. Excuse me?
Not Scooby-Doo questioning okay. Something.
Do a dog. No, a dog. Like a bark. How do dogs bark? Excuse me?
Huff, huff. What dog have you met that goes huff, huff?
Okay. Okay. Do a dog bark. Wow. Okay. So hold on. Let me. Okay. Maury, do it. Okay. Maury, what sound does a duck make? Okay. What sound does a cat make? What sound does a dog make? What sound does a monkey make?
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
We've been watching Sneaky Pete. You ever heard of this show?
Sneaky Pete?
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. Do you watch anything on Amazon Prime?
I don't have Amazon.
You don't
Prime.
Have Amazon Prime?
No.
Oh, a lot of good shows on Amazon
Too many
Prime.
Subscriptions, man.
Too many. I got them all, though.
I know.
I enjoy it.
I actually have to, like, budgeting now is what I'm subscribing to.
Yeah.
And what I use the most versus what I don't need in my life.
Yes, 100%. Right? But I don't even know what it is.
If you have an Amazon Prime, like, account.
Yeah.
Regular, like, for deliveries and stuff, you get Amazon Prime, the TV?
I believe
stuff?
So.
Because, like, we have a Prime account, because a lot of times we'll just order something in the morning and it shows up by 5 o'clock that same day.
So just go to Amazon Prime Video and just try and log in and see if you can get it.
All right.
Because I know Catherine has Amazon Prime, and I don't think Catherine pays for anything extra. Like, she's not signing up for Amazon Prime TV shows unless it comes with something else. So I think it might just be with your Amazon Prime account.
So what's the show, Dirty Pete?
No, Sneaky Pete. It's Giovanni Ribisi. Remember that guy?
Giovanni Ribisi. Where did I know that guy from?
Yeah, I think he was the weird brother in Friends at some point. He's been in everything.
Oh, yeah.
He's really good. He's really good.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. It's about a guy who got out of jail and is, like, taking over the identity of another guy who's in jail, and the family are bail bondsmen, and it's just really cool. Like, it's kind of just like a cool show.
Sneaky Pete.
But I watch the first 15 minutes of every single episode and then I fall asleep.
What?
It's just the way it goes. It's just whatever time. It just happens to be the time of night that we put it on. And I don't know. It's something about the voices in the show, or the characters, or the music. I fall asleep 15 minutes in.
Wait, so I don't understand. You like it or you don't like it?
I really do enjoy it. Yeah.
But you only watch the first 15 minutes of each episode?
Correct. And then when we go the next night to watch another episode, Catherine fills me in on what I missed for the other 45 minutes. And then I feel like I'm caught up.
Oh.
And then so I watched 15 minutes.
I
watched 15 minutes.
No, that would drive me nuts. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it drives me nuts.
But I couldn't do it at all. Yeah,
it's quality time.
You should catch up like during the day though, like on your own.
Nah, so then, who's time for that? Come on. No, because I don't know if I have the discipline to stop. And then I will shoot ahead of Catherine, and then that's just going to cause more problems, right? It's just going to it's too much. Nobody wants to do that. Yeah, and I did that one time on Netflix, and I felt really guilty about it. And then I had to go back.
Did you tell her?
Yeah, I eventually did tell her. And then I had to go back to the episodes that we hadn't watched on Netflix, and I had to take the little thing on the bottom of the screen and rewind it all the way back to the beginning, so it didn't look like I had watched any. It's too much work.
Yeah, cover your tracks.
Cover my tracks.
Right? I know, right?
It's too much work.
Like, I don't understand why people lie. And like do things like that when
I don't know,
it's just so hard. So hard to cover your tracks.
Yeah. And I'll tell you the thing about Amazon Prime that I really dislike, and it's a very minor thing to dislike. It's like how when I get on a plane in Vancouver,
yeah,
I have to listen to the French announcements. I don't like that. Right? Like that.
Tell me your next first world problem.
You know when you get on a plane and you're a vegan or you have a peanut allergy, when you buy your ticket, you fill in the little thing and then they let people know that you're a vegan and that you want the vegan meal or you got a peanut allergy, whatever it is. Yeah. I think when you buy your ticket, you should say French is my only language. And then that way, when you get on the plane, they will accommodate for you. But I don't think that getting on a plane in Vancouver or getting on a plane in New York on an Air Canada flight flying back to Toronto, have to sit through the French announcements. I think it's too much jibber jabber. It takes up too much time.
I just read a book.
Right? It still bothers me. It bothers me to no end. Like it aggravates the hell out of me.
Really?
Yeah. So with Amazon Prime, totally. Listen to this one. Oh, you want to wait? Listen to this one.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. On Amazon Prime, the reason that I don't like Amazon Prime though, great shows, but the default is closed captioning on. So before I start anything, I have to go into the little menu and turn closed captioning off. Right?
Oh my God.
Like, I think that when I sign up for Amazon Prime, they should be, you know, like, are you hard of hearing? And then I click yes. And then the default is closed captioning. I don't think closed captioning should be the default. I think it should be the thing that you ask for.
Oh my God. First world problems.
So just know that before you spend your money.
Okay. Thanks. I'll keep that in mind.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
For every hour of cleaning that you do per week, they say that makes you 53% happier.
Does the same apply if you watch your partner do all the cleaning because you're not allowed to do the cleaning?
No. Survey found that people who actually enjoy cleaning are also 25% happier overall.
Matthew 80%. Loves cleaning. He says that when he's stressed, he would love to do anything but clean.
Does he enjoy cleaning up your mess or does he like rage clean? You know what I mean? Like, is he just obsessively needing to have a clean house and therefore will clean up regardless whose mess it is? Or does he just in fact love cleaning?
He just loves cleaning.
Really? Yeah. Huh?
Like he'll spend all day Saturday in the shower, in the kitchen, cleaning.
80% of people said that they feel more relaxed when their home is clean. I agree with that.
Yeah. I like a nice clean house. I hate cleaning the house.
77% said they feel more focused. 72% said that they sleep better, and another 72% said that they feel more productive. 60% of parents also said that their kids are able to study better when their room is clean.
Really?
And 49% of people said that they behave better as well when the house is clean.
I do.
Really?
Do you find that you fight less when the house is clean?
When he is done doing his cleaning task for the weekend, I find that he is much more relaxed and we don't fight as much. And I find that I work much better after he's done cleaning.
That you work much better.
I work much better in a clean house.
Oh, you're more productive after Matthew cleans.
Clean? I've seen pictures and video of your office in the condo, and it is
because that's my space.
An episode of Hoarders.
Yeah, it's my space.
Does he clean that room as well
when he's on vacation? Like when he takes a week off, I can't. I'm gonna have to go somewhere next week.
But isn't that where he goes in to pay the bills though?
He goes in to pay the bills. But then when he's off for a week, he will then take all of the stuff off the desk, put it in garbage bags, going, "You go through this, otherwise I'm throwing it out."
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. God. Stacks of clothes, everything.
Yeah. See, I love throwing stuff out. I don't necessarily love cleaning, but I love throwing stuff out.
Yeah.
My old man was the same way. There's nothing my old man loved more than throwing just stuff in the garbage. He would find stuff. I would have concert tickets that I bought back in the day when you had to call Ticketmaster and then wait for them to come in the mail.
Yeah.
And I would keep them in the envelope because I was so terrified of ever losing them that I would put them in the living room where nobody was allowed to go. And, you know, when your mom had that one space in the house that nobody could go in. And I would open the china cabinet and just slip it onto the shelf in the china cabinet, nice and safe and secure. And
very
then come
well
concert
hidden.
Day, I would already have my spandex on. My hair would be all teased. And the guys would be in the Chevette to come and pick me up to drive down to Maple Leaf Gardens. Uh-huh. And I'd be like, hang on one sec, let me just go and get the tickets. And I open up, I go into the room that nobody's allowed to go into it, and I open up the cabinet and the envelope with the tickets is gone because somehow my dad found that, thought it was garbage, and threw it out weeks prior.
Without even looking at it. Or just not caring.
Just not, like, we'd go investigating for things, right? He just didn't care. If it didn't belong, it went in the garbage.
Yeah, this looks weird. It's out.
Right? And then there I am, spandex, teased hair, now tears.
Yeah.
Where I have to tell all my rock and roll friends that my father threw out our concert tickets. Yeah, it did not go well.
Did he offer to pay you back?
Pay me back. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
You have a back tattoo? You do, right?
I do have a back tattoo.
Ben Affleck has one that he's been saying was fake and just for a movie. And then pictures were going around yesterday. Everyone talking about this tattoo that he said was fake and was just for a movie.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Because he got it during his breakup.
And it's of a giant, what is it, a phoenix?
Phoenix. It's a phoenix rising from the ashes.
At first, I thought it was a peacock.
It looks like a peacock, right? But it's like, it's really colorful and it's super weird.
Or is it a phoenix?
No, it's a phoenix rising from the ashes because Jennifer Garner at the time of the breakup had said that she's like, does that mean that I'm the ashes? She's like, I do not accept being the ashes. She's like, if he's the phoenix rising from the ashes after our breakup, that means I'm the ashes and I will not be the ashes.
But he won't talk about the tattoo. TMZ was trying to get him yesterday and he just kept silent about the tattoo.
Well, because he said years ago that it was fake for a movie.
And
but
now,
he still has it.
He still has it because he was photographed on a beach with this massive ugly tattoo.
It's ugly.
Why
too.
Do phoenixes only rise from ashes?
Because it's just part of the lore of the
folklore.
The phoenix, yeah.
Where else are they supposed to rise from? The water?
I think they can rise from anywhere. A branch?
That's true, yeah. The phoenix rose from the branch. It just doesn't sound...
It doesn't sound badass.
It just doesn't sound badass.
Oh, great.
Right?
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool story, bro. Tell it again.
You know what I mean?
But I would be disappointed if there were ashes and there was no phoenix.
The phoenix spread its wings and rose from the hobby farm. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not cool enough.
It's not cool enough. Like, a phoenix doesn't rise from the hobby farm. The phoenix rises from ashes because that's cool. That's what phoenixes do, man. But yeah, the big tattoo, and it's super ugly. And even J-Lo, who hadn't dated Ben Affleck in years.
Forever,
commented on how ugly it was. Like, you've done something wrong when your ex, who is also super famous, says that something you've done is ugly.
Yeah.
Like, really, because at that point you shut up. But when it's so ugly, you just can't hold your tongue about it.
But when you're somebody like Ben Affleck, where you know anywhere you go in public, that there may be a camera around. That includes, like, the beach.
Yes.
So why would you show up to a beach and take your shirt off, risking showing that, having that tattoo being revealed after you told everybody years ago that it was fake and for a movie?
They're training for a movie on the beach. That's why.
So it may actually be fake.
No, it's not fake.
Maybe it was. Can it not be refaked?
No,
training on the beach, like Rocky III.
No, I think that
when Apollo and Rocky were running on the beach.
I think
he's
doing some war movie with Charlie Hunnam and a couple other dudes and whoever's out there. I don't even know who's out there, but they were all frolicking on a beach, having a good time. Yeah. Does Matthew like your tattoo, Maury? Because I would think that Matthew would think that was ugly.
How many tattoos do you have?
I have one, but I want to get two more. But this one here,
let's just talk about the one that you have.
So it's a microphone.
It's a big, giant microphone on your shoulder.
But the day I got it, somebody said to me when I first had it, they were like, oh, wow, why'd you get a lamp?
It's like an old-timey microphone, but it really does look like a lamp.
It looked like a desk lamp.
Let me see that thing. Does Matthew like that at all?
He forgets it's there until, I'm shirtless.
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that you have that he forgets is there.
Until I'm shirtless.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
So NSYNC's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
No, they're not. Are they really?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
After all this time.
NSYNC will receive a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame during a ceremony in Los Angeles on April 30th.
Oh, all right.
And then do you know what tomorrow is? The day after that? What's the day after April 30th? What's the joke? the NSYNC joke.
It's gonna be May.
Right. yeah.
Nice.
So
are all the guys showing up?
Well, I imagine usually for this, it's usually a really big deal for people. They take it seriously. So I imagine that everybody's going to show up. So I guess who was that? What's the guy's name? J.C. Chazet?
Yeah.
Right? And then Joey Fatone.
Yeah, Chris Kirkpatrick.
Lance Bass.
And of course, who's the other unknown guy? Oh, he might have a great solo career if he just keeps at it.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Justin Timberlake.
That's it.
I forgot about that guy. Yeah, so I guess he's going to show up, right? He has to show up.
Of course. If it's a Hollywood... like getting that star, he has to.
Well, but right now it's still unclear whether they'll all show up because Timberlake's on tour right now. I'm sure that you could even go online and find out where he's going to be that day.
Question for you. When you get a star, because unlike the Canada's Walk of Fame where it's given to you, you have to pay for the one there. So when it's a band, do they all divvy up the cost?
Yeah. I mean, I think it comes out. I don't even know.
Or all the other guys looking at Justin being like, come on, bro, you got this.
Because in that case, he's going to show up. He paid for it.
Yeah. But people do take it seriously though. Like this is one of those things where still, even after all these years, it is such a great honor for people to stand there and just sort of unveil their star on the Walk of Fame. Now, I guess the question is NSYNC deserving?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Yeah. I don't know.
Like, can you make a case for NSYNC? I guess, maybe.
Yeah, but if you look at some of the other people on the Walk of Fame, not naming anybody, but there are people who you wonder how they get on.
you can't have this argument without naming somebody.
But just because I've walked along the Walk of Fame and it's insanely long and there's people on there you're like, really, already? Or
here's why I don't think NSYNC.
Okay.
Pop culture longevity, yes.
Yes.
They haven't released an album in forever.
True.
Justin Timberlake, clearly the star,
yes,
has had a much more lucrative, much more greater solo career,
yes,
and has been doing solo career, you know, I think like three times more than the time that he spent with NSYNC.
Right.
If anyone's going to get a star, it should be Justin Timberlake.
Like,
it's for that realm of performing and releasing
Miss
music.
Miss Piggy has her own star.
Sure, but she's a legend, though. Yeah, like, I question NSYNC's contribution to Hollywood, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
You know, they're not a California band. They never were. They didn't bust their teeth. You know, they're not all actors.
No.
You know, like, they've none of them have really, like, sort of broken out and you know, killed it on television consistently and in film consistently. Like Justin Timberlake's an okay actor. Like we all know he's a better singer than he is actor.
Yeah.
Much better singer. So I don't like it when you start questioning their sort of contribution to Hollywood and NSYNC getting a star. I don't know. Like I don't know.
I personally don't agree with it.
Yeah. I mean, not that I care. I really don't care.
There are over 5,000 stars.
There are.
Give him a star.
Yeah.
No,
so you don't
agree.
Yeah,
I don't agree with it. I don't think that that the group has had a long enough lifespan in music to warrant them getting a star.
No.
For what?
Yeah. And I think that they were very, very good. They were the very best of a lot of mediocre copies.
Sure, totally.
You know,
for that time.
They were the best of what you were comparing them to was just really mediocre. It was very, very mediocre. I don't know if NSYNC, you know, even looking back and sort of going over the music of the band and what they released, I don't know if it was even that groundbreaking. I just think that they sort of caught a wave and they were the best of a lot of mediocre copies.
So what about Backstreet Boys?
No, same thing.
Yeah.
New Kids.
Same thing. No. No. New Kids, I would argue, because New Kids were the first.
Sure.
I would argue New Kids.
But I mean, Donald Trump has a star for television.
Yeah, Donald Trump had a number one show on television for years.
Yeah, yeah. And NSYNC had number one albums.
Yeah, but it's the contribution to Hollywood, though. I don't necessarily think that NSYNC's
longevity,
encompasses Hollywood.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake has been Justin Timberlake longer than he has been Justin Timberlake with NSYNC.
Yeah.
So I think if there is an argument to be made for any one of them, I don't know why we're having this.
It's really ridiculous.
It would have to be Justin Timberlake.
Okay,
That's who I would say gets the star.
I was honestly just going to read this headline and then move on to something else, but we've wasted so much time.
Congratulations, NSYNC.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
This will bring back great memories.
Oh, thank you. That's all I need right now. I need something.
You ready?
Something good in my life. Yeah. Oh, man. You're right. I smile every time I hear this.
What a great show, The Office.
Yeah, even when it went bad, it was still good.
I still don't know how it ended. I stopped watching. I didn't watch the last season, and I did not watch the season before. I kind of stopped halfway through.
Yeah. But man, when this show was on, it was so, it was everything. It was just so delightful and funny and wrong. Like, it was just so great.
That's what she said.
It was awesome. It was just awesome.
Yeah. And Jim from The Office.
Ah.
John Krasinski.
Yeah.
He's a film director.
And he's super buff now, too.
I don't know if I like buff Jim.
No?
No. That movie, that Benghazi movie from like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When he just got ripped and he grew that big old beard. Yeah.
But he's still like that. He's more like that now than he is Jim from The Office.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Which is still super weird.
I know.
I don't know if I'd be cool with meeting him.
Like, he is both the guy your boyfriend is and the guy that told you that you shouldn't worry about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a weird universe to be in.
Like,
when you have both of those gyms in your life.
He is a very extreme before and after picture.
But NBC's bringing back The Office.
Are they?
Yes. You didn't know about this?
No. I didn't know they were. I didn't know that it was full on. Yes, they're bringing back The Office.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh.
The Office went off the air, like, just not that long ago, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, no, I know.
And they are bringing back The Office. Now, they didn't say which characters.
Oh, I gotcha.
That they're going to bring back. There's going to be like a bunch of new characters.
Yeah.
But they didn't say which of the older characters they're bringing back, which makes you wonder, like, who would you want to see? Would you want to see Jim and Pam?
Right.
Personally, for me, no. I wouldn't want to see Jim and Pam.
No?
No.
I kind of like Jim and Pam.
I know their story. There's nothing else.
Fair enough. Yeah.
They have kids.
Yeah.
I'd like to see, like, some of the I'd like to see Toby come back.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Creed come back. I'd like to see. Yeah.
Of course. You want to see a show with Toby and Creed?
Yeah.
You're so weird.
Dude, they should just have a show called Toby and Creed.
You're so weird.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
But John Krasinski was in town talking about his new movie, which is out in April 6th, called A Quiet Place. His wife's also in this movie, Emily Blunt.
Who's the best?
She's so nice. And Dan Mori sat down with Jim from The Office, asking him about bringing back The Office.
Because everybody wants to know. Everybody, it seems like The Office is coming back. Is this happening? Are you excited?
I have never gotten a call about it. I would totally love to come back. I mean, the truth of the matter is I think at the end of my career, I'll still be known as, the thing I'll be most known for is playing Jim, which is an honor, and I'd be thrilled about it. So the truth is that's my family. If you ever wanted to bring back my family and get us all together, 100% I'm there. The cool thing about the British show is they did a Christmas episode where they sort of did one episode to check in with everybody. That to me sounds perfect, but I have not gotten a call. So either this isn't happening or they just don't want me.
Your battery's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So Jim would totally be down for it.
Wow, huh?
Right?
I like that. I like that because so many people are just not cool with the thing that made them famous. And you got a lot of that with the people who really blew up in the 80s. I think Molly Ringwald went 20 years without ever talking about Pretty in Pink or 16 Candles. She refused.
Yeah.
She refused.
And I think it got to a point where you weren't even allowed to ask her.
You would get shut down in an interview.
Yeah.
And it was only after that sort of 25 and 30 year anniversaries for all those movies happened. But I like a guy like Krasinski who is just so has so embraced the fact that, you know, this one thing may be his one thing.
Yeah.
But you know what? That ain't bad.
No,
it's kind of an honor.
And here's the thing, too. When it comes to somebody like him, he knows, regardless, even if he doesn't want to talk about it, he knows he's going to get asked.
Of course.
Every single time.
Yeah.
So why not embrace it?
Yeah.
But yes, The Office is coming back. Will we see Jim? I don't know.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Do you ever sort of steam, I don't even know what you call it, vaporize essential oils in your house?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah,
oh my
so
God.
Do we. My house smells like a spa all the time. There's essential oils going on like crazy all over the house.
Yeah.
Every night.
Lavender.
But let me tell you this. I don't even know where the story came from. I don't think
don't
it really
tell me
matters.
It's bad for us now. Yeah,
no. It's not that necessarily that it's bad for you unless you consider a man with large breasts to be bad.
What?
So they say, that according to the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, 8 of the chemicals in essential oils might disrupt your hormones and make men grow, quote, large breasts. Not just breasts, but large breasts. and you're especially susceptible if you're younger.
They said this about lavender soap too.
Yeah. So I don't know how this works.
Huh?
It's a shocking headline. There doesn't seem to be much science involved in this article that I'm reading, but the headline is that according to the National Institute of Environmental Health and Sciences, can you find out if that's a real place, Maury?
No.
I'm not just like a made up place. It sounds made up. The Ministry of Awesome Things. You know what I mean? Like,
now that sounds like a real place.
Right? But yeah, so 8 of the chemicals in essential oils might disrupt your hormones. I don't know how they disrupt your hormones, but they say that they might disrupt your hormones. And if you are a man, especially a younger man, that you may develop large breasts.
Damn.
Is it because it tickles your senses?
No. What did I just read to you?
Where in that article does it say because it tickles your senses?
Yeah.
Way to make it weird, man.
Yeah, as if it wasn't weird enough, right? As if it wasn't weird enough that my relaxing sleep is, I mean, I'm developing, and I nap a lot too. You know what I mean? But yeah, so that's what they say, that it tickles your senses, Maury.
I'm just trying to think it makes sense.
Yeah, because it tickles your senses. And then when your senses get tickled, breasts develop is what they say. But we have these in our house all the time because they smell great.
Yeah, same.
Right?
Every single day.
Every single day. I like the citrusy ones.
Do you roll
ones.
Them on your face? Like I have a headache one that I roll around on my face.
Like an essential oil? Like a
Ball or something.
No,
roll
no,
it
I don't get
face.
Into that.
It's peppermint and it seeps into your forehead.
And does
and
that help?
Works.
Does it help?
The headache's gone in seconds.
Really, huh?
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Jeez,
and then there's
yeah.
one that you roll on your neck if you're not feeling well. And then there's one that you roll in your face to help you sleep. So this rolling.
You're just seeping essential
you're,
oils.
You're
right
like
now.
Super oily when you go to bed, right? Like
it all makes sense now.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
Yes, it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Yes, I love this. Welcome to the Ask Roz and Mocha part of the podcast. Every week we gather a whole bunch of questions from fans of the show and the podcast, and always go with one or two lucky people who can join us on the podcast to ask their question.
Mm-hmm.
Who is on the phone with us today?
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
What's going on? How are you today?
Not bad, just walking to work.
Okay. Nice. Okay, thank you for joining us on the podcast. What is the question that you asked on Instagram?
So I wanted to know, from your personal experience, what is the best way to get over a breakup?
Okay. Before we give you the answer.
Yes.
Are you going through this right now? Like, have you recently broke up with someone? How long ago?
Yes. About a month ago.
And how long were you dating for?
For about 4 years.
Wow, yeah. 4 years. Okay, so what was the circumstance? Why'd you guys break up?
I think we started dating when we were young. So I'm 24, 25 now, and we started dating when we were 20.
Yeah.
So just going through the transition of like switching from school to full-time job, I think maturity levels kind of changed and priorities changed.
Yeah.
So I just felt I wasn't being treated as I was supposed to. So I kind of had to walk away from it.
So like you were maturing a lot quicker than he was? All right, and maybe your priorities were a little bit more in order than his?
Yeah, I think he might have just gone through like some sort of identity crisis, which I can relate to, just finishing school and starting work.
Sure.
And he just wanted to go out clubbing with his friends and do all of that and be single and have a girlfriend at the same time. And I wasn't really into that.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys were together for 4 years, got together when you were young, recently broke up. What are you having a hard time with when you ask what's the best way to get over a breakup? What do you find to be the most difficult right now?
I guess trying to decide if you made the right decision.
If you made the right decision.
Yeah, because like he recently came back and obviously was like, I miss you, all of that. I want you back. So I'm trying to decide if that's something that I want that I can see. Right now, I don't think so, but you never know down the line, I guess.
But if you feel that way now that you can't see it working out, then I wouldn't, in my opinion, I wouldn't run right back to him.
No, definitely not running back.
So I will say this about breakups. Breakups in 2018 are very difficult. And I think that where you need to start with is something that is, for some people, even more difficult than actually ending a relationship, which is a full clean break. And that is no more Facebook friends, no more following him on Twitter, no more Instagram, no more any of that. Clean break is a clean break.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, what is...
And you
what
have to do that. Like, that is key.
Yeah.
Right?
But yeah,
you also have to get the smells out of your life, too. Like, if there's anything at your home that he used that has his smell on it.
Yeah.
And what are the kind of things that you're into or that you're passionate about or Like, what's important to you right now?
Traveling, I would say. Just having new experiences, traveling, focusing on work, friends, all of that.
Just do that stuff then.
I am trying to.
Do you feel like you won the breakup or you lost the breakup?
I feel like I won it.
You feel like you won. Yeah. Okay, so at least you don't feel like a loser. At least you don't feel like you lost, because most breakups, somebody feels like a winner and somebody feels like a loser.
And in this situation, if he's coming back to you saying, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you, then clearly he's a loser in this, right?
Yeah.
Was there any redeeming qualities? Like, is there a chance that you're going to wind up back in bed with him?
Probably not.
See, because that's
I don't know. There's a lot that needs to change in order for me to reconsider.
I know, but see, people can compartmentalize that stuff. People could say it was a terrible relationship. We didn't really get along. You wanted to go out and party all the time, but man, the sex was good. And it's always and it's at that point where you're like, you know what, this is never going to work out, but why not one more time?
Music helps, you know? Too.
And that's a huge problem, is when you start getting into the maybe one more time kind of thing. So clean break, everything. No more Facebook, no more Twitter, no more Instagram, no following, no checking in, no nothing.
Listen, Christina, just live your life, girl.
And as Maury said, get rid of those smells. I don't know what he smelled like or what his smell might be on, but get rid of the smells. Where should she look first, Maury?
If she's
looking
to
towels.
Towels, shirts.
Right.
And also, by the way, I suggest listening to Madonna's Power of Goodbye. It got me through a breakup.
Power of Goodbye?
Yeah. There's no greater power than the power of goodbye.
Okay, I'm on it.
Hey, Christina, thanks very much for asking your question, and thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you guys very much. All Have a great day.
You too.
And if you do relapse, it doesn't mean that it's not over. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Okay, if you do relapse with them, you're still broken up. Just remember that. You don't owe them anything.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye, Christina.
Bye.
How to Dump a Guy in... How many days was that movie?
10 days.
How to Dump a Guy in 10 days.
Damn.
I think it was How to Lose a Guy in 10 days.
Oh, yeah. Every time I talk about breakups, that's the... I love that movie, man. God, I love that movie.
I Have the Board Game.
It's so great. So more questions here. Let me ask you this, Mocha.
Yeah.
Justin Tapang wrote, if you woke up the next day in Maury's body, what's the first thing you'd do? I know exactly what it would be for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing I would do if I woke up tomorrow and I was in Maury's body.
Yeah. What's the first thing you would do?
Probably shave the body hair, because there's just so much and I would just feel like it's very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you?
Cry. Would be the first thing. I would get to maybe all that stuff later. Living with it, figuring out how to make it work for me, coming to terms with it. All that stuff would happen later. What's the first thing I would do?
Yeah.
100% I would cry.
I thought you were going to say, like, try to catch your breath.
No, I would cry. Maury.
Very hard for him to breathe.
Waking up in that body every day. What is the first thing you normally do?
Eat.
Right.
Of course.
Okay, cool. Next question. This is from Christy. If you received enough money to never work again, what would you spend your time doing, Mocha?
Ooh, what would I spend my time doing? You know what? I've been getting into photography lately, so I think I would want to travel for the purpose of photography.
Good one.
Yeah.
More?
I always say I would open up a drive-in movie theater in Portugal.
That's true. Wow. And I will say this consistently. You have said that.
That's the
dream.
Well, what about you?
Yeah, Ross? I don't know. I mean, God, I would probably go to, you know, one of my loves, which is I really want to be a carpenter. That's all I want to do is just be a carpenter.
Yeah.
And so I would probably just spend my time doing that.
Building a house, maybe.
Building a house. Yeah. Buy land.
Would you?
Yes, Maury, I would.
Oh, here's one from Quesadilla. Great IG name, by the way. Quesadilla. What's something small that shouldn't matter but makes you absolutely furious, like actually mad?
Oh, where do I start?
That's what she...
Where do I start?
Yes.
First of all, is that what she said?
No.
I know you have answers, Roz. Go.
Off that list.
Start checking them off.
Okay, so right off the top of my head, I'll say one thing that most people do and they don't think anything of it, but it drives me crazy to the point of where I lash out in the moment.
Yeah.
Which is, if I'm walking behind someone and we're about to walk into a building and they stop and hit the handicap button to make the door open for them instead of grabbing the handle and opening it up yourself.
Right.
I will, if I'm behind them, I will reach in front of them, grab the handle, and as the machine is doing its thing, and I will reef it open with everything I have.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you look at them?
Absolutely, I do.
Damn.
Yeah, that to me is the height of everything that is wrong. You have been raised wrong. You've been living your life wrong. Probably most decisions that you've made to get you to the point of where you as a capable person walk up and have the time in your life to hit the button and wait for the automatic door to open while somebody's behind you is just, it's the rudest thing anyone can do in an urban area.
I saw Maury do that. We were walking to the parking garage yesterday and Maury did that.
After a whole rant he just did, he said that.
What about you, Dan and Maury?
Honestly, yeah. If you can't put garbage down a chute in a building, yeah. That drives me insane. It has a swinging door. The door is that you just push it down. So whenever I see somebody and it's just sitting there, and if I find a receipt and yeah. I can find where it is, I will put the trash back in your door.
Sure.
Try again.
Okay.
Because I drive a lot, I would have to say it's the people that will get into a lane,
yeah,
especially the lane that I'm in, and not use your signal.
Right.
That's the thing that drives
me. Call me out.
Isn't it funny how Maury does the two things that drive us the most crazy?
That is true.
Okay, moving on here. God, I love this part of the show. Go ahead.
In a film adaptation of The Roz and Mocha Show, which stars would you choose to play you?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Damn it, Maury.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, it has to be Rick Moranis.
Yeah, 100% Rick Moranis, right? Would play.
Because you guys look exactly the same.
Easy answer, Rick
so
Moranis.
So Rick Moranis for you.
Yeah. What about you?
I think the only guy that you would be able to get...
to play you?
Would be like Cal Penn.
What about Aziz Ansari?
Yeah, Kumar. Right? And he lives in Toronto too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kumar. I think that Kumar would nail it. I really do, because I think that he has that sort of sense of humor. Also, the brown guy from, what's his name? The brown guy from Silicon Valley.
Oh, Kunal.
Kunal.
Oh,
Kunal
yeah.
Manjani. Yeah, I think Kunal Manjani.
I like that guy a lot.
Has the range. Yeah. Who
would play you?
Well, I've always thought of myself as younger, but now that I sort of get older, I have to start thinking.
Oh, what's that rock star? Nikki Sixx?
No. We're talking actors. No, I think that I would do a very good job with me. So if you put Kunal Nanjiani,
yeah,
okay, and I would say for me, I would be honored if Will Arnett played me.
See for you,
right?
Because yeah.
I think Will Arnett would nail it.
I was gonna say Russell Brand.
I was gonna say Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Get out of here! Sean Connery? That guy's like 100!
Yeah, you're lucky. He has the beard like Roz.
Bro, you're lucky we're on the podcast. I'm about to really kiss my ass.
Wow. Okay, let's do one more.
Okay,
one more.
When you guys are having a really awful day and things in your life are just not going well, what is your escape and why does it make you happy? What is your escape and why does it make you happy? I could tell you right now what mine is, because it's very easy.
Yeah.
If I'm having a terrible day and it feels like everything is not just going well, things are just not going well, what is my escape and what makes me happy? The only thing that makes me happy is I know that I have the choice to walk away. And that's the only thing that will get me out of a funk, is I am totally fine. If I felt that everything was too much, I could walk away and I know that I could go and get a job and be happy about it.
Sure.
I would be happy about it. But having the choice, knowing that I could walk away, that I'm not tied to any of this in any sort of emotional way where I would feel less of a person not doing this, I'm fine. So when everything is terrible, I know, listen, it can't be that bad because you haven't left it yet.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not beholden to anything. I could walk away at any time. That's the thing that makes me feel good.
Do you have a Maury?
A piece of cheese and sing along to Mark Cohen's Walking in Memphis.
Or that.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, absolutely.
I'm not even going to give an answer because there's nothing else that we could say that would trump that.
Sure. Yeah. Like either absolute freedom or a piece of cheese. Yeah. Right? So try and find maybe a balance in the middle.
Every week we will pose. Ask Roz and Mocha on Instagram at Kiss925. Feel free to ask your question, and you will also have an opportunity to be a part of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Right. Oh, man, we didn't even get to the reality TV one.
Can we do that one next week?
Yeah. I'll read it to you now. I'll wait till next week.
Okay.
If a reality TV show was made forcing Roz, Mocha, and Maury to live in a house together. Who would be the first to cry? Who would be the first to get into a fight? First to leave the house slash quit the show?
Okay, right off the bat, my answer for all three is damn it, Maury. And I'll explain why next week.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or on the Kiss 92.5 app.
Hi, I'm Jesse Cruikshank.
Jesse Cruikshank.
I host the number one comedy podcast called Phone a Friend.
Girl, let's phone a friend.
Not only do I break down the biggest stories in pop culture with guests like Dan Levy and members of NSYNC, I do it with my own personal boy band singing jingles throughout because it's my show.
It's your show, girl.
New episodes of Phone a Friend.
Yeah.
Drop Thursdays wherever you get your podcasts.
So work it, girl. Yeah, work it.
Okay, that's enough.